11 o'clock.
Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
We'll be right back.
Joe. Do you wanna see? 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 IQ.
Beretto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information,
contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook or visit the event page for more info.
Yolanda says, Miss Mika, will you come out to play? Mika says, oh girl, I got you 7 times and I always stayed. Yolanda replies, I always got Miss Niambi and even threw her off my back. Niambi says, my dips and hands are always ready to attack. Deja emerges from the shadows with the revenge on her eyes. All the girls are her prey, murder on her mind. Miss Ashley says, Miss Didi, I eat you every day of my life. Miss Didi says, please, you could never catch a beat. So girl, get it right. Christina says, I owe Miss Sanaya for that night in Escalita. Sanaya replies to the girls, please, I always used to eat her. Alyssa catwalks with a stern storm and says, Miss Sanaya, we haven't been on the floor since the Milan ball. Do you have the nerve to try and come and win this ball? Tamara says, Miss Janice, your moves are so tired. Janice replies, Mercedes comes in moving her hips, asking for Miss Erica Kane. Erica Kane says, I'm the new queen of Philadelphia. You better go ask for Miss Champagne.
This is what I want to see.
Angel comes in laughing and kicking, ready to dip. Amina comes through with her high kick.
The cash is mine, give me that.
Then Roxy jumps in the middle with 3 backflips. Laomi spins in the middle, screaming, I'm the queen of the revolution. Shadira says, girl, please, you haven't been hot since Vogue Evolution. Sexy Lexi got you in my city. Kelly says, Shadira, you haven't rolled cute since you got your titties. Charisma comes in with her catwalk, being cunt. Letitia says, your feet move too slow, and that Vogue is a stunt.
Yeah, Vogue
bitches.
This is what I want to see.
This is what I want to see.
We're live at the 2011 Latex Vote with the two baddest bitches in the ballroom, Laomi and Miss Rahi. How are you tonight?
I'm doing great. How are you?
You look beautiful, sis.
Thank you.
And then we have B&G Cunt, Kelly. She got her Jordans on, feeling like the cunt.
Legendary mother, Kelly, Miss Rahi.
East Coast?
Legendary.
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 Legendary. Mother, Kelly, Miss Rock.
Kelly. Mizza Rock. A legendary mother. The Kelly. The Mizza. The Mizza Rock. The legendary mother. Mizza. Kelly. Mizza Rock.
I got a discrepancy. I went to jail for this whole damn thing today.
Yeah.
The ball is best dressed back here. We were supposed to come to the ball dressed already. The first know who they are.
I know what you're thinking. She's such a fucking lady.
Tiki Tom, oop, up around the clock. Want you all tune in, ready or not? All the information you need about the scene. Want you all tune in, The host with the most over of the season. The top is the show for me. Yeah, this radio show on the planet. I know these fucking bitches can't stand it.
Queen drag, cunt, you try it, I'm going to attack.
Don't fuck with me when I'm being feminine and ladylike.
How you doing?
Kelly, Mizza, 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 Kelly, Mizza, and Mizza Rocky. Kelly, Mizza, 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 Kelly, Mizza, 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 Mizza
is a mother, Miss and Miss a legendary Kelly, Kelly, Miss a rock.
And the difference between me and all the rest of them that stand up here, I came on my mother pussy looking this way. I am among the 15 years.
What's going on, boys and queens? We are live on the air for another installment of the show. Honey, this is the number one radio station in ballroom history where you can definitely get all information ballroom and definitely get all the motherfucking tea, honey. We're here to definitely recap Gaggle Weed, honey. Yes. Without further ado, I'm going to bring on my distinguished cast members, honey. My girlfriend, all the way from another mother and all the way from another country, honey. It's the one, the only. It's Miss Motherfucking London Bridges.
And where is the body?
Mother, we need you.
Oh, yeah.
Last season was all about Vogue. This season it's for the...
And where is the body?
Tell it to me.
Move over, mother.
Give it to me.
Cause I'm going faster.
My ass is my ass. And my thighs can go with my head. Mother Bridges in the building.
That's right. I just can't help it.
Yeah. Let's go.
Where's
the body?
London!
Hello, Kelly.
Hello, Miss Bridges?
Yeah. Am I there?
Yeah, she's there, darling.
Hello, my lovely.
How you doing, love?
I'm doing fine. You know, I was so lit.
You were so what?
I was so lit.
Oh, honey. Well, our sister wasn't, honey. Our sister wasn't lit. She was real plain Jane this weekend, honey. And y'all already know who I'm talking about. There's no reason to say her name. Her intro says it all.
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom. All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the...
All the girls standing in the line for the bathroom.
Ladies and gents, the shady lady, that realness bitch, Mother Gossip herself, she's the bitch that says what you won't. Alexis Snow, you already know.
Baby, Miss Snow, you're live on the air. To all you girls that's out, can you hear me, Miss Snow?
Go ahead.
Okay, to all you girls that's out there, y'all should have called in early. Y'all already know what it was going to give with this show, Miss Sang, and the lines are jam-packed. I'm so sorry for the inconvenience. But without further ado, I have the Tea Party cast is definitely here, and they're live on the air, honey. So let's bring the cast on, honey, because they was definitely a part of the ball this weekend.
A kinky is a party for calming all your nerves. We're spilling tea and dishing just desserts one may deserve. And though the sun is rising, you may choose to leave.
Sorry.
Shade that lid and we'll all get due to your ennui.
Let's have a kinky.
I want to have a kinky.
Lock the door tight.
Let's have a kinky.
Motherfucker.
I'm going to let you have it.
Let's have a kinky.
I want to have a kinky.
Die. Turn. Work.
Let's have a kinky.
We're going to serve.
And work. And turn.
And hunt, hunt, honey.
Jason?
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Alexis. Mother, how are you?
Executive owner got come from Trading Places.
Is Mark? Is that Mark?
No, that's Enrique.
That's Enrique?
Why is he on that phone?
Oh, no, I don't know who that was, honey. Okay, well, I guess we only got Jason. We'll wait for the rest of the Tea Party cast to definitely call in, honey. But we're definitely here. Oh, hold on. 462, is this Enrique?
Yeah, this is me. What's up, everybody? Hey, ladies and gentlemen, how are you?
Hey,
Enrique.
Hey, how are you? It was nice meeting you, Alexis.
Nice meeting you, too.
Hey, Kelly, you slimmed down a lot.
Yes, you know, I'm working on this new figure. I need Let's Have a Kiki.
Oh, what? It's working, though, don't say.
Oh, God.
Daddy. So all the girls that's standing in the line on the chat room, honey, talk about y'all want me to keep it 100. I always keeps it 100, okay? I never give half stories. I never give what it is. And I said this at the ball, Miss Thing, and I'm going to get my recap of. You know what? I'm not even going to do my recap of the ball. I'm going to let everybody else do their recap. And then I'm going to do my recap. So that's how we're going to do this, okay? So whoever wants to go first, from London to Alexis to Jason to Enrique, whoever wants to go first, and then I'll do my recap of the ball. And I always keeps it 100, okay? So whoever want to go first to get the recap, because we was all at the ball. Miss London made me look like an ass, keep heading up my motherfucking Facebook, Miss Thing, talking about she's going to bust through the building.
But I never got a mic or anything like that.
Oh, I thought you had your people that was going to hack the system.
No, the girls didn't come through.
Oh. Okay, so who wants to start first? Miss Snow, would you like to go first? Or would one of the boys like to go first? You know, whoever.
Let the guys go first.
I'm a gentleman. I believe in ladies first.
Okay, well, anyway, thank you. What can I say?
Oh, well, if you say that, then I think I should start first, then.
Kelly, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
First of all, I want to say big kudos to Jasmine because of, in spite of all the rumors and all the shade from the scene, we had a good function. It wasn't a packed function. We had a nice crowd. I give it about 250, maybe 300 people. We had a wonderful time. All the cash was given out. If you did not come, you missed a chance on some free money. Big shout out to all the winners, even the ones I think that didn't deserve to win. Big shout out to all the competitors because the competition was in the building. Have I covered everything politically?
Yes.
I think so.
Okay, well, now let's start the show.
No filter, fuck politically.
Okay. First of all, let me say this to everybody. I don't give a damn about legends, icons, statements, or stars. Let me explain something to everybody. Everybody is entitled to an opinion when it comes to ballroom. And if a person has been placed on the judges panel, they are just give their opinion. And some of the legends and icons feel that some people shouldn't be judging. But after sitting looking at a couple of y'all judge on Saturday night, you shouldn't want to say nothing to nobody. Okay. Congratulations to the Revlon. They won all the virgin category. So now they got, what, $500 for winning all the virgin categories?
Yes.
What were some of the hot categories? Congratulations to Disney.
Wait a minute, Alexa. Didn't J-Rock win one of those categories, one of the virgin categories?
Oh, he sure did.
So then they couldn't win the $500.
Well, they won the rest of them.
Oh, okay.
The Revlon, out of five categories, only three categories were participating. The Revlon's won two, and J-Rock
won
one.
Right. Sim Queen Realness, congratulations to Destiny Aga. There was a lot of discrepancy with that category. How can I say this? The girls looked nice. The legends and the icons let a couple of people live. they just let a couple of pieces through that I think shouldn't have been walking. Other than that, I think the girls really came out to compete. Trishay was there, Destiny, Benita, who else won the category? Miss Paris Redwine. I haven't seen her in a long time. She's come a long way from when I last saw her.
Who are you talking about?
Paris.
She's real out. I'm sorry. I thought that was real current.
She's very real. She's changed a lot from the Paris that I met
right.
a few years ago. Who else walked that category?
The Con.
Oh, Barbie Mizrahi.
Oh, Kelly, I have a question about that. After you're done, Alexa, I have a question about that. When you're done, because I kind of thought that somebody should have, like, gotten her and sat her down. Just a little
Enrique,
bit.
Wait till we, everybody gives their Enrique
okay,
before
sorry,
you ask questions. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay. Who else walked? Who else walked? I'm trying to think, because I don't want nobody to feel like I shaded them. The grand prize category, the runway category. Let me say this. The icon, Tony Revlon, and I don't care who gets mad, if Tony would have came out first, everybody else would have been chopped. I believe if he would have came out first and set the pace, everybody that came after him would have been see you later. But needless to say, he didn't. A couple of girls came out, Lil Greg, father, the Malone child, Taz Allure, which I think, in my opinion, her and Tony Revlon battle was really close, and if it was me, I would have voted for Taz. What else was a hot category? Everybody got chopped for Femme Queen Face.
You chopped everybody for Femme Queen Face.
Soft to cut his back. What else? Oh, big shouts out to Lil James Khan, to Asia Balenciaga, Chaos Mizrahi, Baby Hurricane, and who am I missing? Lollipop Prodigy. You guys came out, you showed off, and you showed up. And you really deserve. And I didn't know that y'all had beat everybody. It was like they just went through the whole team. And once again, Asia Balenciaga, Soft and Cunt is back. That lady is the epitome to me of the New Day Film Queen performance. She's soft, she's cunt, she's dainty. She was in her own world. She was just in her own world. I'm not even going to go into details because you saw the video.
Yeah, I don't think that's too bad.
So what? What'd you say, London?
I don't think that was a fair battle with her and Jasmine.
Why not? Whose background is that?
Same question.
Jasmine is too strong.
London, I can barely hear you, mother.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, whoever background that was, it's gone now. But why you say it wasn't a fair battle, London?
Jasmine is too strong.
Soft and Cunt is back.
Well, can I say something, though? I mean,
go ahead.
Just being there, like, watching, like, in the forefront, I kind of think that if they would have went on the very first battle that they have, mind you, I like both of these ladies. Despite what anybody thinks, I love Jasmine's performance, and I really love Asia's, too, because I'm really more of a Soft and Cunt person.
Mm-hmm.
But if you would have went on the, because they battled twice. If you would have went on the first, I think Jasmine had it the first time. But then when it came back the second time, then Asia had it. So I just thought that was kind of weird. But it is what it is. Because Kelly did tell people if they crowd the floor that she would do it over again. Because I really think, if you watch it, the second time, Asia was on. But the first time, Jasmine was on. But that's just my opinion, though.
Yeah, that is your opinion. And I disagree with it. But, you can hear those, yeah.
She won.
Yeah, she won.
Stop the clinic back.
Right.
Yeah, she won. Congratulations.
Yeah. What else was hot? Who?
Them Queen Rollins, Bobby.
We're not going to, I don't even want to discuss that. That was just a mockery.
It was a key.
It was a who?
It was a key.
Are you done, Alexis?
She was on Liquid G, that's what you said?
That's it, it was a key. You said Liquid
oh,
G.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said Liquid G. I'm sorry. It gave me that.
Are you
go
done,
ahead,
Alexis?
Jason. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to start with I'm upset that I'm going to say congratulations to Jasmine, first of all, because you did what you set out to do. We said the ball was going to start between 3 and 3:30. Version categories were going to go first. You ate that. I've been saying it for weeks and weeks and weeks. People chose not to believe it. Oh, well, Chanel. I'm sorry that I didn't get to see my brother walk and win his trophy, but I had to go get ready. So when I came back, I enjoyed my highlights were I enjoyed seeing Marquise and seeing a lot of people who I've only saw on YouTube, so to see them up in person and actually doing that thing was amazing to me. I'm going to give a big shout-out, a house that I live for. I love this house. I love the unity of the house. I love everything that I saw about that house. I'm giving a big shout-out to the House of Tsunami. They have quite a few gorgeous people in that house. Shout-out to...
Oops,
sorry. Go ahead.
Shout out to Stephanie Chanel and a few other people. I mean, Stephanie Unsami and a few other people. I didn't understand why some of them were chopped. We'll talk about that later. As far as the $2,000 category, congratulations to Tony on his win. What I didn't understand about that if Alexis is right, if Tony had been first, that would set the pace. That would have set a pace for a lot of things that transpired throughout that category. The battle between him and Andre was exciting, but the battle that took it away from me was him and the Taz Allure child. That did it for me. I didn't understand why the two big boys were chopped because I didn't understand that, but we'll talk about that later. Another category that stood out for me was the Stafford Wives. Some of them brought it. Some of them, I thought it called for Stafford Wives, not Stafford Strippers. Some of them were just a little too top-heavy in the costume department for me. But other than that, for my first ball in quite some time, I really enjoyed myself. I'm glad I got to meet a lot of people that I've been seeing, hearing so much about and seeing on clips, was able to actually put faces with them, with their names, and actually see them. So that's all I have to say.
It was supposed to be ladies first, but...
Well, I gave you an opportunity, mother.
You know, I had a good night. You know, it wasn't that big of a crowd, so it really wasn't that hot in there. I got to keep my face off. I liked a lot of categories. My favorite was the performance with the teams.
What is that?
Who is it?
I forgot. Wait, but the legendary realness category with Face, why didn't anyone chop him?
I didn't hear you.
Why didn't anyone chop Face, the legendary realness?
Is that the one that had the drill and the lab coat? And...
Right, the black and black with.
This is my problem. Probably the legendary icons like to sit on these panels and read the kids for not standing up for, you know, like, y'all not being fair on the panel. But then when a fellow legend or icon comes out, just because they have been walking that category, and I'm not saying Face specifically, but they don't chop them. They just let them through because they're known for that category. Who gives a fuck?
Right. Who really cares? Like,
if it's not their night, it's not their night. But you let some new child come out there that's not right, you're going to send them all the way back packing.
with no remorse. Come on, let me see you.
And I think Andre looks nice in the runway category. I think everyone should have like a little production like Tony did. It would have been better. And a lot of them were not creative. Like, Jason, are you talking about the big girl who had the eye and she was all white with the black lips?
Yes.
No, it was a no for her.
Wait a minute, let me go back to the picture because it was two. They were both big and had white faces because you could tell a lot of them people went to the same costume shop or let the same person paint them.
Right, and the little piece on her eye wasn't even painted correctly.
Are you talking about the bald head one?
Yeah.
No. Wait a minute.
Did I say congratulations to the CEO for giving out all the cash?
I'm here to the girls in the chat room. I'm just riding low. I'm letting everybody else. Everybody else that was at the ball, I'm letting them talk first, and then I'm going to come, and I'm going to give my recap. Okay, girls. Girls, please don't get me too riled up tonight. I'm just getting my voice back, and I need my voice for the rest of the week. Okay. Enrique?
I just want to say congratulations to Jasmine because a lot of people said there wasn't a lot of people there, but I kind of thought it was a good amount of people there. I mean, you can't really compare her ball to the ball that was there prior, the Watch the Throne. I think that's what a lot of people comparing it to. But I thought there was, like, when I go through that ball, usually that's about the same amount of people. Maybe a little bit more, maybe a little bit less. So, but congratulations because she did give out all her money. I personally had a lot of fun because I got to hang out with this the tea party. I got to meet Jasmine. I got to just have fun with people. As far as the ball goes, I want to give a big shout-out to my house brother, Tezalore. He did amazing. Also, I want to give a big shout-out to Iman Milan because she did amazing as well. As the stuff and wife category, it was a toss-up to me. I mean, because if you were going to bring it to me, like, the final battle was really hard. If I was judging that category, it'll be hard for me. But if I'm going for the stereotypical stuff and wife, then I definitely would have picked the Aga. But both of them was, like, really, really real. Like, Paris, to me, I kind of gagged. And I kind of basically people know from a Femme Queen house. I thought that was cunt. I've never known her before. Maybe if I'd known her before, my story probably would have different. But she was truly real to me. But I was kind of confused with the judges panel as well because, you know, I know we had this conversation, like, a couple of weeks ago about like people saying that the judges' panel is key or the panel be trying it or whatever the case may be. But after sitting there and watching it and after certain categories ended or arguments or things that transpired from the panel, it kind of confirms what people say because you have a lot of people who are watching this and watching the ball. He was giving, this is the reason why I don't want to walk balls or this is the reason why I'll just come and I won't participate because I don't want to get shaded. I don't want to have to spend $500 to walk a category only to get shaded by a girlfriend panel. Now, people might have things. I'm sure it's going to come back to me, but no shade. It was a girlfriend panel a lot of the time with that category. I don't know how you guys feel about it on the phone, but that's how it came across. You know what I'm saying? But that's neither here nor there. You kind of get used to it, but I think the smaller the ball, the more obvious it is. And I think that's where it kind of, because I had a lot of inboxes, like I was telling J-Rock on the Inner Circle. A lot of people were inboxing me. A lot of people was going on. Like, I had something to do with the ball. I did help set up, but I had nothing to do with the balls. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, Jasmine has nothing to do with the panel as well, either. So nobody's to blame for that except for the people who were sitting on the panel. You know what I'm saying? But then that's politics. And, you know, it happens in the real world. It happens in the ball world. I mean, I hate to say that. The ballroom is the real world, for real, for real. It happens everywhere. You're going to suffer. So either you're going to deal with it or you don't deal with it. It's a chance you have to take when you walk a ball. There's times where everybody knows you do well. Like I told my house member, Tez, like, no, you may not have won, But what you have done is you created a moment. Because everybody else probably thought that you should have won. And that's why you're getting so many accolades now. Like you guys mentioned on the radio, like other people have been congratulating him. That's a moment. Imam Milan, that's a moment. Tony, you're absolutely right. If Tony would have came out first, they probably all got chopped. But since in the series of events that he didn't come out first, then you kind of look at what was presented on the floor, not so much the production, but the actually walking stuff. And congratulations to Tony for winning the money as well. You know what I'm saying? But it was just a lot of things. I think we'll get into that later on. But at the end of the day, I had a lot of fun. I had fun meeting Jason. I had fun meeting Mark, J-Rock, TJ, Amana, like all of them. I just had a lot of fun. But that was my whole thing. That. And maybe people will touch on that. Maybe Kelly will touch on that. Or there'll be callers, be it private or be it people who are actually on a panel that will call in to touch on that.
Okay. I want to thank y'all all for y'all recap. And I'm going to give mine. I think overall, for all the girls that's telling me they want me to keep it real, overall, the ball was not what we are normally used to, and that's in the crowd aspect of the ball. That was the only thing that I think was late about the ball, that it was not highly anticipated, and the girls did not come out. That's the only thing that I think was late about the ball. Overall, for everybody that wants to know, it was 347 people in the building that paid to get in the building, plus the 30 people that was let in for free. That's including judges and helpers, okay? It was not what my sister normally expects from a ball, but because you have bitter queens.
And weather.
That wanna,
don't say weather.
You have bitter. You have, no, it has nothing to do with the weather. We're not even going to use the weather as an excuse,
okay?
Because we knew this. We knew this prior to the ball coming, 2 and 3 weeks and 4 weeks in advance, that the girls was not coming to the ball. But the business lady that my sister is, and Alexis Snow can verify this, because when she came through the door, Jasmine was standing at the door. She had her blue bag with the money already there to pay the girls for the categories, okay? The category, the money did not come from the door. The money was already there. But because the girls are so bitter and the girls want to sit back and the girls want to hold grudges for things that happened last year at the collections ball and from the collection ball before that, that's why the girls did not come out to the ball. But that's not no one monkey or one motherfucking house or a couple of houses is never going to stop a motherfucking show at all. And that's where the girls need to realize that. Y'all want to sit here and y'all want to patronize everybody else's balls, bitches that you go to their balls and they don't give out the money, they don't have the money, and they give you whatever they want to give you because it wasn't enough turnout for the balls, but then y'all want to continue to come and patronize their ball year after year after year, okay? What my sister does, it's from her heart and it's from her motherfucking soul. She does not come and expect when I tell her all the time, and this is what I'm going to be 100% real with y'all. I tell her all the time, Jasmine, you have no reason to take and bust your ass to come to this ball with the coins already for these categories because you know the girls are going to come. She says, oh, every time she has a ball, Kelly, I cannot do that. I cannot depend on that. I must have my money, and she always does. So for you girls to think that y'all turned her because she doesn't come to everybody ball and y'all thought that y'all turned her and that it was going to be a gag factor and that she was going to gag because y'all didn't come to her ball, no. She gagged y'all because she still had her $9,000 worth of categories and they was all paid out for. And at the end of the day, y'all bitches that sit and count on y'all door, she's going to go back to Florida and she's going to work. And she's going to make her money, and she's going to have another ball, and she's going to continue to support the scene and do what she do because she is that bitch, okay? But overall, the ball was great. I had a fun time. It don't have to be a whole bunch of people, like I said, on the microphone in the building to have a fabulous ball. Those 347 people that was in there, we had a great time.
Mm-hmm.
They drunk.
True
the
that.
Girls walked their categories. It was one slight altercation, but everybody got all their motherfucking change, and we had a great time. And the venue was nice and cool. Yes, I was sweaty because I was on the microphone, but the venue was nice and cool. Whenever you went by a vent, it was blowing. It was cool, but it wasn't a whole bunch of people in there. But everybody that I have seen on Facebook enjoyed their time at the ball. And they loved it and they enjoyed it. And they will always continue to come back to another one of her balls. Okay, so for all you girls that think that y'all turned her, y'all didn't turn her, she turned you, because it was easy money for the girls to come out there and get that cash, and the girls came and got their cash, and it was not a motherfucking problem. Now, if you would have went someplace else, I have been to a ball, and I'm not going to mention no name, when it was an at-the-house category, and they only had four categories, and a house won three out of four of those categories, and they did not get their money. It was virgin categories, and it was not my job to sit here and tell the girls, oh, this person is it. But the Revlons won two categories, and they got their $500. You would have went someplace else, you wouldn't have got it. They would have gave the rate, oh, nobody walked the other categories, you wouldn't have got it. The girls came out, and every category was contested. The only categories that wasn't contested and nobody else paid attention to this was the $100 categories. All the $250 categories, all the $500 categories, all the $1,000 categories was contested. Nobody contested the $100 categories because they only wanted the big prizes, and they got what they got, and they got their coins, and we had a wonderful time. And I want to definitely, because I was not in the capacity to be in the capacity that I was, that I am every 2 years when Jasmine has her balls, I was not in that capacity this year to help her the way I needed to help her. So like I said in the official ballroom group, I want to thank Jason. I want to thank Mark. I want to thank Enrique. I want to thank J-Rock, TJ, Ivana, Enrique. I want to thank all of y'all for being there and helping my sister the way y'all helped my sister. Because if nobody don't know, it's me, Jasmine, and her husband that does this every year. Everybody else that does it is paid help. And for her to open up and let y'all into her circle and to be around her and help her, that means she cares a lot about y'all, because she don't let people in her circle like that. So I want to thank y'all for definitely being there and helping my sister, because I could not be there the way I wanted to be there this year. So I definitely do want to thank all of y'all for definitely being there and helping my sister the way y'all did.
No problem.
But it was, I enjoyed myself. I enjoyed everybody coming out and walking the categories. I enjoyed the runway category. I want to give a big shout out to the icon, Tony Revlon, for definitely coming and waking the building up. I went outside to have a cigarette break right before the category, and I seen Tony. He was just standing there. I didn't know that he had a whole production and everything, and I joined in with the production. I want to definitely give him a big shout out for that. I want to give Andre a big shout out for definitely coming and walking the category. I definitely disagree with the two big boys being chopped for that category, because when you think of haute couture and you think of a big person walking that category, and if you ask them for, even if you didn't even, they didn't even got to say haute couture, if they say couture, couture is one of a kind. If a big person comes out for a couture category and it's sewn, it's one of a kind. So I think that those two big boys should not have been chopped at all. One of them was my house member, but I was in the capacity of working, so I couldn't say anything, and I paid it. That's why it should have been other representatives from the House of Mizrahi that should have been there so they can contest his chop, because at that time I was in a paid position, so I could not contest his chop. So he should have had other representations there from the House to definitely represent him.
Kelly, Rodney saying call him.
Oh, hold on. Oh, he must be. Oh, that's why my phone is going off. I didn't see my text. Hold
yeah,
on.
Yeah, him on this damn phone.
Hold on. Let me go to my book. Hold on. Hold on. Let me get Rodney right now. Hold on, y'all. Okay. Hold on, y'all. I'm getting him now. Hold on. Wait. Rodney, are you there? Oh, wait, hold on. Rodney, are you there?
Yes, what's going on?
Okay, Rodney's here, everybody.
Hey, Rodney.
What's going on, Enrique?
Yes, but I think that he should have had upper representation from his house there to definitely contest his chop. I don't think he should have been chopped. I want to give a big shout-out to Iman Milan because I definitely loved his effect. I want to give a big shout-out to Taz Allure because even though he didn't win, a lot of people thought that he should have won, but he definitely did make a motherfucking impact, and the girls definitely know who he is from this night forward. And the next time he definitely do come out, the girls is going to know he is not one to be played with. They're definitely going to have to walk against him and not play with him. I want to give a big shout-out to the Tsunami woman that won for the female figures. Definitely did not play with her effects. Definitely did not play with her walk. Definitely a big shout-out to her. Definitely a big shout-out to Little James and his team and my granddaughter, Asia Balenciaga, and all the rest of their teams and my son, Chaos, Ms. Rahi. Definitely a big shout-out to them. Y'all definitely did come, and y'all did not come and play with the motherfucking girls at all. Definitely got to give a shout-out to the other team with the three legends that they had on their team, definitely Marquise and Kitty and Bubby and all of them. Definitely a big shout-out to them for definitely bringing it through and bringing the category through. I definitely got to give a big shout-out to all the girls that definitely did walk the Stepford Wives category, which I think the category was off in a little with some of the girls, but I'm not going to say any names or anything. But definitely a big shout out to all the ladies that definitely did come out. And I definitely got to give a big shout out to the Con girl for definitely the big girl. Definitely big shout out to her. What other category that I remember. Big shout-outs to Jamie Lee for definitely coming and walking the female figure category and the Tsunami girl for definitely walking that category also. But, you know, I'm not going to go into it individually. We're going to get into all the shade and all the drama. And, I mean, and Yanni Ebony also, honey, definitely a big shout-out to them. Definitely a big shout-out to all the girls that definitely came out. You know, you see, I'm trying to get my voice back together. I've been having holes and lemon all day because I was definitely making the ball high, definitely making it fun. Big shout-out to all the girls that I called out for legend statements and saw us that definitely came and woke the building up and made it fucking fun. We definitely did have a great time. Overall, not a lot of people there, but we had a great time and we had fun. And that's what the girls have to get to realize. It don't have to be 500 to 1,000 people in a ball for the ball to be fun. Just the energy from the people that was there, the energy that they give to the commentators and the energy that they give off to everybody else when they walk their categories is what makes the ball fun and what makes the competition more competitive. What, you know, and it was cute, and I enjoyed myself overall. So, you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I'm going to let Rodney give his recap. Then I'm going to go back, and then I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to slice and dice through a lot of things and a lot of opinions that I have and a lot of things that I've seen on Facebook and all types of things that people have been talking about and their little shady comments and all types of things that bitches have been saying. And I know after Rodney finished saying what he's saying and I slice and dice through everything, the phone lines are going to be lit up, the girls is going to be on the line and they're going to call in and they're going to have their opinions on how did they feel and everything. Or they'll go to their little secret groups and they'll read me in their little secret groups and then it'll get back to me. And then I'll just come on tomorrow night on the Tea Party cast and I'll take it, I'll read y'all when my voice is fully together and can give it to y'all the way way I really want to give it to y'all, but I'm going to definitely slice and dice because there's a lot of things that's been happening and a lot of things that's been being said that I really don't like being said, Miss Thing. And I just think, bitches, don't feel fab, Miss Thing, because y'all have bitches want to run around and feel fab because they have fully sponsored balls, Miss Thing, and they want to feel fab because, you know, but, you know, I'll get into all of that. But I know the girls already know where I'm going with that. And y'all want to feel fab, Miss Thing. Don't feel fab because you have a fully sponsored function. And it's all that because it's not that. It's all that when you pay out your cash, okay, and it's not sponsored from But Rodney, go ahead and give me a recap. Let me give me some ginger ale and another horse.
Well, I didn't get there for the Virgin categories. I got there, like, I guess shortly thereafter the Virgin categories, so I missed a few of those. But big shout out to J Rock, won Virgin Runway. I think the House of Revlon won the most Virgin categories, so they won the money for that. So shout out to them for that. I came in late. I saw Little Kevin was judging. Saw Realness, Thug Realness. Big shout out to lost to Ebony on your win again in D.C. What else? They was out of Patron when I got there. I was upset. So, you know, I really was ranting and raving about that for a little while. They was out of Patron. So I had to settle for Absolute. But I made it work. Big shout out to Definitely, Tears of Lord definitely was a name to remember. Shout out to Father Tony Revlon for winning the grand prize. Shout out to Julius Revlon for winning Sexy Realness. Big shout out to Lollipop Prodigy and the team that she was on with Little James and Chaos and Baby Hurricane and that team. We definitely brought the energy, definitely had a good time. Shout out to the legendary performance. The little wreaths and little things like that. You know, you guys saw a little scandal sheet out today, so they added a little spice to it as well. It was good seeing the Tea Party cast there. The House of Tsunami was definitely in the building, very, very deep. Shout out to the House of Revlon, the House of Khan, the House of Balenciaga. There was a few prodigies sprinkled throughout, Fruit Blonic. It was, you know, a few lures sprinkled throughout. So we made the most of it. Definitely made the most of it. That's mine.
Okay. Now let's get into the shade.
Who's all on the phone? Just me, you, and Enrique?
Me, you, Jason, London, Enrique, Alexis, we here. Well, let's get into the shade. This is the shade, honey, okay? I want to get into the shade because these children children that won grand prize. Oh, and my sister will also be on, honey. She's going to be coming on later. But let's get into the shade, honey, how all these children that was on this team that Lil James put together was from all different regions of the country. And they came together, and they vogued down. And the production that they had, all they had to do was have an intro and introduce themselves. But they came out there and they had a routine together in 5 days. And they all wasn't from D.C. They was all from all different regions. But they pulled it together just that fast. And then we have our accessorized legends that had this category in their hand for 6 months. And they couldn't pull it together. And everybody wants to sit here and everybody wants to talk about, oh, this person was together, that person was together, this person was together, and that person was together. But then you had the femme queens that was out here and they was doing what they needed to do. But then the butch queens was feeling Diva on the time. Then you have femme queens that wanted to be paid to walk the category and flew in to walk the category and all types of things, even if they didn't win, and all types of things. I think that that was horrible, and I think that that was late of the legends, and especially the team captains. Now, y'all wanted to know, everybody wanted to know who was the team captains. The team captains was the icon, Andre Mizrahi. Never. And Andre's a part of my house. Happy birthday to Andre. It is his birthday, but I'm about to read. Happy birthday to Andre. Okay. I love my father down, Miss Singh, but and he knows. Everybody knows, Miss Singh. Like I tell him, my opinion that I have on the show has nothing to do with the house, but I love him down. But Andre knew that he was a team captain and was asked to be a team captain when the category first was drafted up. Andre never once had poor asked anybody to be on the team, never even tried to get a team together. I think that that was late, and I think that that was horrible. And it was utter shame. Ricky Allure, I don't know if she even tried to pull a team together, but then at the last couple of weeks, she went and she jumped on another team captain's team, Arturo Balenciaga. I mean, what Arturo Mugler's team. I think that that was horrible, and I think that was late. Then Arturo had his team together, and then his team fell apart because Christina decided 2 weeks before the ball, oh, she didn't want to be on the team. It wasn't in her life or right for her life at this point for her to come back out to ballroom. But then today, when I see that I'm deleted from the A-list group and I go to one of my many profiles to go in the A-list room, because I was deleted off of my real page, it must be somebody must be saying something that they don't want mother to see. So I go to my real page, I go to one of my fake pages, and I'm going through the things in the A-list and everything. And then I see this message from Christina that she posted up, and I know everybody's seen the message, so I don't have to read it word for word, verbatim, but everybody's seen the message. I don't understand how would you post this message up, Christina, and if anybody's listening to her, if anybody's by her and would like for her to call in, how do you post this message up and you have so much to say and this message and everything, but you was on Arturo's team, and how bitter could you be to still be holding a grudge from 4 years ago when Ginger whooped your ass at the category? If you felt that way about the category and you knew the category was female figure back then at the collections board, if you knew the category was female figure and you didn't want to put yourself in that predicament, then I don't think, Christina, you should have walked the category back then. But if you're still holding a grudge from then, I think that you need to go and you need to seek psychological help. Because this is ballroom, Miss Thing. That happened and it passed, Miss Thing. We done had over 500 balls in the last 4 years. But you're still holding a grudge? And nobody will never forget or forgive and not and all of this stuff, Miss Thing. How dare you sit here and want to take and read somebody? I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to stoop down to that level because I'm going to respect you from one legend to another legend. I'm going to respect you as such, but I don't think that you should have put that message up when you was on a team already. I think it's horrible when it's late. And if you're still holding a grudge from the last collections ball, bitch, get over it. Okay? And then I want to go on to Berlin. I just don't know how Berlin couldn't pull a team together and everything. Then he winded up on Arturo's team too. And then it was just a mess. And then after Christina pulled out, nobody knows, after Christina pulled out, Miss Thing, if the legends would have pulled this together, when I tell you, ballroom would not have been the same if those legends would have pulled it together. You had Sanaya was going to be on one team and Ashley was going to be on another team. And this was going to be they both of their last time voguing in ballroom. Ballroom was not going to be the fuck the same, Miss Thing. These ladies was going to give y'all a grand house performance, Miss Thing. And I'm really gagging. I really don't know. I can't really say too much about Stanley Team because I didn't know anything about Stanley Team. They said he had his team together, but I don't know. So I can't really say anything about Stanley Team. But those was y'all team captains that was out there that just could not pull it together. And I was just gagging at all of them that they couldn't pull it together. But overall, I don't know. So what is any of y'all opinions and everything? I want to hear everybody's opinions. But hold on, before y'all give y'all opinions, I don't like to keep the icon on hold for too long. Tony, you're live on the air. Hold on. Tony, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, London. Hey, Rodney. Okay. I just have my recap of the ball, I had a very good time. I was really shocked and about the crowd there. I also would say this, because someone said, I think it was Kelly that said that people hold grudges from last year. Let me say, I'll say this to everyone, to the listeners and all. Whatever happened to what happened at the collection ball last year, that's last year. And I also heard that people wasn't coming because of Jasmine bringing back the House of Revlon from where March. And I would say my opinion concerning last year, and I think I said it last year, I think every house last year should have been chopped, including my house. Now, after that, I'm going to also say this. Everyone has a right to their opinion. At first, I supposed to have judged that category Saturday runway, and if I would have judged, I would have chopped everyone that walked runway. The closest thing to a living dead to me was Maurice Aga. Now, such as whoever, whenever you walk in for $2,000, you should always think out of the box. The congratulations I got on this phone, y'all can save it. Because I don't need it. I also would say this. I don't need no congratulations from people I know that don't mean it. I will also say, Kelly, thank you for yours. London, thank you for yours. The rest, hey, I'll leave it like that. And I also would say this, why would every time a Revlon win, it sounds like a bitter taste that have to come out of your mouth? And that's to everyone that's on this show. Jason, do you know me, Jason?
Tony, I didn't say anything wrong about
you. The question I'm asking you, do you know me?
I've been in your presence and I've hung out with you several times.
Ain't you Sean Girard's friend, correct?
No, I'm no longer his friend.
No, my question. Okay, you was, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And you are the same person I was talking to when Sean Girard was in jail?
Yes.
That's all I need to know. Arike, you have the right to your opinion, and for you to be in this ballroom scene for as long as you claim you are, and for you to be a legend, and I think your member name is what? Taz? You should have thought out of the box. I don't even blame him for not thinking out of the box. I blame you. Okay, you should have thought out of the box. And honestly, the category was high fashion, haute couture. Half of them people, you did not know what the hell they had on. Half of them people, whenever you walk runway, this is to all the runway kids. When you walk runway, and this is supposed to be your category also, Enrique, If you walk runway, you said what you said. Now I'm saying what I have to say. Whenever you walk runway, your garment should be something that someone will buy. You should also walk the whole runway, not half of the runway, not staying up to the judge, because your bias is all over the ball. That's how you walk runway. Now, such as Taz is, he probably didn't make a moment. But my battle that I felt that gave me competition was Iman. Everyone else, I think, in my opinion, like you have yours, I slayed them.
Now, such as I battled four times, back to back, back to back. My production alone should have won me that $2,000. Everyone that I have seen that walked one way that night should have been chopped. Now, Alexis, you contradict yourself, because I think you're the one that started off saying that if I would have went first, everyone else should have been chopped. So therefore, then you follow up and say, if you was judging, you would have picked Taz. If they was already chopped, they should have already been chopped. Because every majority of them people that walked runway that night was clean. It was clean. And that's not the living dead.
Granddaddy,
half of them did not have couture. And if you have a couture piece on and you have a shirt or whatever that top is coming off and you see half of their body, how are you going to be a zombie? And not only your arms are showing, your chest is showing, but your face is white and the rest of it is your complexion. Hello. So
okay.
I will also say this. The judges that picked me, for sure, I know majority of them don't like me. But the calls I got, just like the inboxes that Enrique got, I have got calls from people that was at that ball. I have got calls from people that were screaming just off of my production. My runway speaks for itself. Now, the category is runway. I think what y'all mixing up is runway and Mardell's effect. Runway is runway, straight up, down, and across. Mardell's effect is what majority then was doing. Mardell's effect is gimmicks. The category is runway, not Mardell's effect. I've been in the scene for 27 years. My category spoke for itself Saturday. I'm not going to say no name or anything that who I know for sure should have been chopped.
Wait, can I say something?
I think the people that did not come to Jasmine Ball, it was kind of a disrespect, because regardless of the fact how people feel and how people's opinion is, she do give out all her money. But, you know, that's just how they just carry on things too long. Okay, I spoke concerning the collection ball last year. You know, my house could have felt some type of way at the collection ball last year too. We lost by 2 points. By 2 points in the next four categories, my house was walking. So therefore, I didn't feel no type of way. People holding grudges. Life is too short. We do this for fun. For fun, and that's how it should be. The judges up there, and I will also say this, for all seven judges that was on that panel, y'all should be careful of what you say, because on that, because once the tape come out, I hear everything. And I will say to two of them judges, I will see you face to face. Because anything I did Saturday, if y'all can't comprehend what I did, I explain it to you like y'all are 2 year old. My obituary before a zombie, you have to live. After you live, you die. You have a funeral, you view the body. When I got up, if y'all look at the way I was walking, I didn't know where I was. Then I started walking like I could not walk because I didn't know where I was. I started looking around, look at the judge, I knew, oh, I'm at a ball. This is what I was born to do. That's where my runway started. And I don't think half of y'all knew anything about that. And I spoke to the judges. And two of them in that middle, I would say this, and the two that was in the middle, don't speak to me. Don't ever fucking speak to me again. Because if you speak to me, Tony Revlon will be banned, because I will slap the shit out of you. I don't like fake and phony motherfuckers. I am real. And anything I have to say to anybody, any of my opinions, I would say it to them. All that speaking on that judges panel and, oh, they're going, that's too far. That's why the ballroom scene is the way it is now, because they don't think out of the box. No one has seen a production like that in years, because the parents in 2012 don't let their children think out of the box. Now, such as I even caught three of the runaway kids today. I caught three of the runaway kids today that explained to them where they went wrong then. Now, a lot of icons won't do that. A lot of legends won't do that. Okay, and I will also say this. At my age and me doing what I have done Saturday, and who don't like it, then kiss my motherfucking ass. And that's being real. And Arike, this is to you. Don't speak of my name. Don't speak of my house until you hit that floor again. When the last time you even touched the floor?
Oh, it has been a very long time. But let me touch
on
that. Because you're kind of going off. If you would have heard what I said when I first came on, I never had a problem. Let me say this, because you're saying.
I know,
but you know that
I
had. Let me finish saying what I'm saying.
And I know you're safe. So therefore, your congratulations, you could shove that up your motherfucking ass.
Got it. But what I was trying to say was, I was congratulating that you won the cash.
I don't need you to congratulate me. I don't need you to congratulate me about a motherfucking thing. I don't need fake ass motherfuckers. Like the people that stopped me at that ball, and I knew it was Pearl. That's who I know that meant it. Once Caesar, once Econ, once people have caught me that was not there, my son Ray Ray, Man Prodigy, other people that was not there that I know is being real, James Icon is not going to say something. If I did not deserve it, they would have told me. They would have told me. When people text me and say they had tears in their eyes, that's all it takes for me. The rest of these sorry-ass motherfuckers that really doesn't mean shit to me and fucking want to speak to me, I don't got time for that. So when you speak to me and I keep on walking, you know my message is to the fuck you. I don't want that fake shit. That's not for me. That's not for me at all. So don't kiss my ass. Don't call me no motherfucking dad. Don't call me no motherfucking uncle. Don't call me no motherfucking granddad. Y'all can shove that up your motherfucking ass. And honestly, y'all can't take my motherfucking house. We're going to keep on going and keep on motherfucking going because you can't stop us. You can't take us. And I said it before. You can't take me. Don't take it out on my motherfucking house. You have a problem with me? Pull me aside and we can deal with the shit the fuck outside. All that fake shit y'all giving, y'all are some phony motherfuckers. And that's some real shit. That's why ballroom scene is the way it is now. Y'all do a lot of can't take. Yes, the house of Lord was hot. My house was hot back then. We brought it back up. Y'all don't even give credit where the fuck is due at. And that's just real, yo. That's
hold on, Tony. Does anybody on this phone have heard me when I said that Paris was real?
That's why the shit happened to you in Baltimore last time at the free ball.
Because I was being fair. That's why it happened, Tony. Because I was being fair.
Enrique.
Now, let's keep it wild. If you're going to speak on it, then we're going to speak on it. We're going to speak on it because I was being fair. If we're going to speak on it, we're going to speak on it. But let me say this. Let me say this because you said that. If you had heard what I said before, I gave your house props. I did. And I didn't say congratulations on
you
winning. I said congratulations on you getting the money, Tony. That's what I was congratulating on.
You mentioned the point what I'm saying. Me and my house don't need your motherfucking congratulations.
Well, the trophies,
the money speaks for itself. I don't need your fucking congratulations about shit. And that's just real. And like I said before, you can shove that up your motherfucking ass, yo. And that's real. And I'm also going to say this. I'm finished with you, Enrique. Rodney, I'm going to say this to you. We already talked earlier, and I'm going to give you apologize for what happened Saturday. Me and you will get finished our talk tomorrow, Jasmine, I enjoyed your ball. My house enjoys your ball. And anything else you give, we're going to support like I support, no matter what none of y'all do, what none of y'all say to my motherfucking house, how none of y'all feel about my house. My house support every motherfucking ball. And we're going to keep on supporting it because that's what we do. That's what we do, and the rest of y'all don't. I don't even give a fuck with none. No one else has to say. Rodney, I hope. Did you hear what I say, Rodney?
Yes, definitely.
Okay, and whoever Taz is, I'm not even gonna read. His runway is nice, but I could go down a list with everybody's fat. If y'all really want, because I've been walking runway for years.
Oh.
You should know what the individual have on. Okay, something that they have on should never touch the floor. Should have been a chop there. I could go on about a lot of motherfuckers, and I've been doing this for years concerning runway. Okay, my effect spoke for itself. My production spoke for itself. Yes, Taz was cute, but to my opinion, my out of the runway. And but I think Taz went. Yeah, no, not Taz. Iman, his effect should have never touched the floor. Okay, he swung his cape, was over. Okay. Yes, Alexis.
Okay. No, this is my thing. I don't have a problem with. I love the production. Like I said, if you came out first, everybody else would have been chopped. But since they did chop Taz and they let him through, Tony, it's no shade. It was a tough battle. You understand what I said? That was my opinion.
No. What I'm saying, I don't care about none of your opinion. I'm going to keep it real. I feel that the judges, honestly, after I've seen every motherfucking body, Alexis, I think they all should have been chopped. Me knowing what Jasmine was looking for, they should have been chopped. Shouldn't they have nothing on the effect with dirt, no blood, nothing. You cannot be the living dead coming for that. They look like they just made that effect, all of them. So you have someone with a mohawk, you can't come from the dead with no straight-ass mohawk. You just can't do that. And I've been in this scene longer than everybody that's on this phone, that's listening, and all that shit. And when I do things, I think. And I think, and that's why I said that was my last time walking, and I will be looking for everybody. And I told Jazz, I said, Jazz, I think I should judge this category. But the reason I did not judge, because I know I walk once a year. If I did not walk this ball, everyone would have thought that I was walking James and Rodney ball. So I just let everybody gag and came out at this ball for $2,000. And I thank you. I won the $2,200, and it was well deserved. Well deserved.
Okay. Well. Thank you, Tony, for reaching out. Okay. Questions, comments, and concerns? Okay, well, let me take some of these callers. 973-342, you're live on the air. 973-342, you're live on the air.
Oh, just listening.
Thank you. 215-626, you're live on the air.
No, I'm just listening. I ain't pressing nothing.
347-569, you're live on the
air.
There
you go, bro.
Hello?
Yes,
this is the legendary overall grandmother of the House of Ebony, Brooke Denise Ebony.
What? Barely, bro. What is it going on with you?
Say what?
Brooke?
This is Brooke, for real?
Yes,
that is the legendary, realist, Clark Gibbs, Brooke Ebony. If you touch me, you might get a little
pain. Hi, Kelly, how are you?
I'm fine, yourself, Brooke. How are you doing, love?
I'm doing fine, darling. I was just listening. I was just curious to get on here because I haven't been at the barroom seat for so long, and I agree with some of the opinions that were said. Some of them I didn't, and the girlfriend panel shit. And I don't know what happened with Jasmine's tour ball. From what I hear, it was a spectacular ball. Everybody had a nice time, and I do agree with you, Kelly, in saying that. It doesn't take 1,000 or 500 people to come to a ball, honey, but they do have a girlfriend panel, so you do have to look out for those kind of things. I forgot who said that earlier. That's why I don't walk them no more. I'm too old to walk them anyway. I don't even do that no more, sweetie. I'm over 50. Hello?
Yes, we here.
Yeah, and I think sometimes in houses and everything, and I look at little walking balls a long time, and you know, I still pull out here and there. If a bitch come out and say she's just killing them like that, oh no, I'll stop that immediately. A lot of the stuff that goes on in the barroom scene, to me, it sounds really petty and the shade and the slice and dice shit, like you were saying. You know, Kenny Perry late. It really is. That's what deterred me. That's what deterred me from him. That's what people be calling me, want me to judge him. I won't even do that either. That's all I really want to come on this line and say, sweetheart.
Thank you.
You're so welcome anytime.
Thank you. The next caller we have is 201-253. You're live on the air. 201-253, you're live on the air. Okay, the next caller we have is 202-610. You're live on the air.
Hey, this is Bishop.
Hi, Bishop.
Hey, what's up, Kevin?
What's going on?
I enjoyed the ball tremendously. One thing that pointed out to me, I told you I don't do the ballroom scene like that. But I'm going to tell you something right now. I made a comment on Facebook, and I asked a question. My question was relating to, should the ballroom scene have prestige with it, prestige with realness? Hers Revlon was pussy. That girl was pussy all the way. She should have won that category. And whoever chopped her, whoever got rid of her, I don't know what they was thinking. Coming from someone that is a femme queen lover and is a woman lover, period, that woman looked like fish, like shit. It was no motherfucking way. And then on top of that, on insult to injury, she talked like fish, man. She well ladylike. I mean, she well mannered. You put a Tommy Ross on that damn pedestal, Tommy Ross would have gave her fucking tens. And Tommy Ross is legendary in the pageantry, area. But I put up a question. I didn't get nobody to answer to it. But prestige, not just off of the ballroom scene, period. What is your life off of the ballroom scene? You can have face all day. You can be looking good and look real on the outside. But what's up with the inside? Are you smart? Are you educated? You know, I think prestige should be taken very, 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 very real in realness categories in the ballroom scene. How do you treat yourself out of the ballroom scene? How are you real out of the ballroom scene? Also, prestige is a must. I mean, you can show you real on the outside all day. Well, what's up with the inside? What's going on in the mind? Are you smart? Are you ladylike? Are you selling that realness, which you are real, but are you selling that realness because that's what you are your whole life? You know what I mean? I really was real, real kind of skeptical about that category because I saw that category. Somebody gave me terrible shade, saying I don't know what pussy is. But I'm not going to say their name,
But they was on the judge panel. And the thing is, I hope they wasn't the one that chopped her. Because Paris Revlon really, really served, and she is pussy. She is pussy. I saw that she was pussy when I looked at that YouTube interview after the bowl. She kept her composure. Her composure was so key. I was like, damn, she fooled me like I don't know what. She fooled me like shit because I thought it was real pussy that was walking. I'm confused.
Did she get chopped? I don't remember her being chopped. Did she get chopped?
She didn't become the winner. That's the thing. That's why I told you I don't do the ballroom thing like that. See, I don't do the ballroom thing. But I'm just saying telling you what I saw. I mean, the woman in the pink was all pussy to me. And then to see her on YouTube and how ladylike she was and how well mannered she was, that was an awesome key. That's what I'm talking about with prestige. Prestige with, okay, all right, when you off the ballroom scene, how do you represent yourself? Man, a lot of these girls out here thinking it's just about, okay, I do the ballroom scene, I look real and all that. But no, it's not. No, you're supposed to be this your whole life. You wanted to be this for the rest of your life. Man, I want to see you talk like a woman. I want to see you carry yourself like a woman. That's exactly what I was talking about. I wish some people would have came through. It was only one person that came through with the question on the question, but I just wanted to see what y'all think about having prestige in the ballroom.
Jasmine, the CEO from founder of the House of Couture, the only bitch to throw a ball and give out tons. Tons of cats. Need I mention? She's icon and lovely darling. Is it Jasmine Couture?
Hey everybody.
What's going on?
Hey Jasmine, what's up?
How's everybody doing?
I'm sorry, Bishop, I had to put you on hold. I was trying to get your attention, and you was very long-winded, and my sister was ready.
Can y'all all hear me clearly? Because I'm having, like, tons of technical difficulties being stuck in D.C. Can y'all all hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Yeah, we can hear you.
Okay. I don't even know where to start. Kelly. All right, this is what I'm gonna do, because I'm about to let it go. I'm just gonna mute a few people on the line. No shade towards anybody, because I definitely do not want any interruptions. I do not want a whole bunch of backgrounds and sound effects and stuff. Right now, the only two people on the phone is Kelly and myself. Everyone else, I'm just muting. And just so I can, kind of speak clearly without any interruptions, and then I'll bring everybody back on. Kelly, how are you? You okay?
I'm fine.
Okay. Do me a favor and, forget about mute your phone. I'm going to listen to what you say, and so I'm not going to take it there, but I do want to express myself, because if I don't, then it'll just burn inside of me, and I'll feel like I'm not a real bitch if I don't say what I have to say. But I'm going to try to do it my best way. First, I want to start off by saying thank you to everybody that did come to Gagween this weekend. I really want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart to everyone that has supported me throughout the years and supporting my events. I want to say thank you. I want to give shout outs to all the houses that were in the building. In all honesty, I can't read any house. I can't read, and I'm not going to read, because there still was people that represented for their houses in that building. Even the Blahnix, the Chanels, the Prodigies, the Balenciagas, the Cons, the Revlons, the Milans, the Tsunamis, the Mizrahis, the Ebonys, The Christians, the Mugleres. I think there was Mugleres, I think. I'm not sure. I can't remember. The Garcons. I mean, the list goes on. There was people that represented from every house that I can think of that were in the building. So, again, one or two, you had people that represented, and I thank you, and shout-outs to all of them. I'm not holding nothing against anybody at all. I thank you. I think in this day and age, everyone is not able to attend every event. We have said this time and time again with so many balls that have happened and has been happening over the past couple of months that we can't expect ballroom to be the way it is. Even with the Candy World ball, that crowd wasn't even the way it could have been because there's just so much that is happening nowadays. Some of it comes from shade. Some of it comes from funds. Some of it comes from just so much going on. You have to pick and choose your balls wisely. And, of course, with this Gagaween ball, it was a lot of shade, definitely a lot of shade. That's why a lot of people didn't come. But shade mixed with travel, mixed with weather. I know a lot of people wanted to come, the people that did reach out to me, and they were very afraid because of, you know, what was happening this weekend. And they had a right to be because, look, I'm still stuck in D.C. You know, I'm still stuck here as well as other people that I know. They're stuck. So for those people that didn't come because they were afraid this was going to happen, I'm glad you didn't come because you would have been probably stuck too. It's no shade. Let me sit up. It's no shade at all. Listen, I'm not going to make this a long-winded thing. I'm not going to, you know, because I'm tired, I'm not going to go back and forth about it. To the people that are haters, to the people that can't take, to the people that always have comments, to the people that always have so much to say, that wish for your downfall, that want to see you fail, that look for something to be negative, that wish so much hatred on you, guess what? It didn't work. There's nothing that anyone can say or do that will affect me at all. Because none of you bitches can do what I do. And I'm not saying that tooting my own horn, but you can't do what I do. And until that day comes, and I wish you can, then just keep it to yourself. There's a lot of you out there, and y'all know exactly who you are, and you people know exactly who I'm talking about. Y'all can't do it on your own. It's hard doing this shit on your own, but y'all can't do it on your own. All these motherfucking balls is being sponsored by this, sponsored by that, all categories, sponsored, all that bullshit. Y'all can't do what I do. I take my own money that I work for from my own company, my own business, and I invest it and turn it into something, and I give it back to this ballroom scene in whatever way I can. It doesn't affect me. Kelly, it wasn't 300 and some people there. It was averagely about 276 because there was still a little bit of wristbands left from that third batch I gave BB. So I'm not going to sit here and lie and bullshit nobody. That's who came to the ball. Houses that bought the table was only five. That bought tables were only five houses. The Balenciagas, the Christians, the Ebonies, the Cons, and the Tsunamis. Those were the only ones that bought tables. I already knew in advance that this ball was not going to be to the capacity of any of these other balls that I threw, but I still kept the show going. I thank, starting off from the top, I thank the Tea Party, Enrique, RJ, Jay, Jason, J-Rock, especially J-Rock and Tiffany for traveling all the way from Texas to come to this ball. Everyone that was there helping me. I thank my family in D.C. as well as her people that came to assist me as well. I thank everybody that was a part of the function and the people that lent helping hands, people that offered assistance. I thank you guys as well because it is hard. It is hard. And I thank everyone for being there on time, helping me with decorations. I even thank Caesar, Corey, and his staff for being there as well, helping me set up. Everybody was there helping. Nobody asked for nothing. They just wanted to have a successful event. I thank all the winners that came to that walked and won. I thank everyone that participated, all the people that got their money. Even if it was just one person that walked their category, they got their little $100, $200, and $250 without a problem. I thank little James, Asia, his team, her team, Baby Hurricane, Chaos, Lollipop, I thank you guys for building such a team so quickly. And effectively, I thank Marquise for still coming. A lot of people I was shocked to see. I was like, oh, my God, you're here. I thank Marquise for even coming to the ball and giving us a show of what we would have expected if his team would have fully walked, if we would have went with the original concept. So thank you to Marquise. Thank you to Kitty for traveling from California still, knowing that the category was canceled. Bubby, thank you for coming still, knowing that the category was canceled, and you still walked out of there with an extra $500 when you won the Open to All Legendary performance when I opened that up. Even though nobody was there, I still was opening up categories, still giving y'all change. Y'all know y'all motherfuckers wouldn't do that at all. So I know it's a lot of y'all bitter people right now that are sitting there sucking your teeth, rolling your eyes, and all the rest of that stuff. And there's a lot of people saying she's speaking the truth. Either or, I'm speaking from the heart. I thank Andre Mizrahi for even coming to the ball, surprising me, and happy birthday to you again. The issues that him and I have had over the past couple of years, a couple of years now, and how we're mending that, for him to even come to the ball and walk. I thank him and his house, the Mizrahis, for supporting the ball. So I'm not going to sit here and read. I'm giving thanks and gratefulness for you guys being there. I thank Rodney and the Prodigies for being in the building because I know that there was a couple of issues that we had originally, and I thank you for us being able to fix that and still being there to support, as well as everyone else. I'm not going to sit here and read and go back and forth. I cannot control what happens at these balls. Christina, Tsunami, ex-Tsunami or whatever, get a grip. Get over it. That was so old. That was like very 80s. Get over it. Y'all are going to stop sitting here saying, I set this up, I did this, I did that. When the people you guys need to be mad at is the judges. See, y'all get so caught up in whatever rapture you're caught up in, and you're afraid to speak the mind. Like, why is nobody approaching the judges that was on that judges panel at the lab that did the voting? I wasn't a judge, but yet you're still holding on to that grudge. And then all you little coattail riders have so much to likes and all the rest of that stuff. They have something to say, but then y'all sit here and smile in everybody's face. Get over it. You're so busy focusing on that, but yet you're not where you should be in your life. You're sending messages. You can't even be man or woman enough to contact a Toro and tell a Toro that you couldn't be on his team. You let him sit there and build a team for weeks. And then you want to contact in a long Facebook message, I'm not where I should be in my life, and I can't do this and all the rest of that bullshit, because you're still holding on to the fact that Ginger beat you. Get over it. Bottom line, get over it. I ain't got to have respect for her. This is ballroom.
So fuck her. And fuck whoever's riding her coattail. Because I don't give a fuck. Get over it. Y'all bitches don't ever have to come to nothing that I do. Because the people that are there will enjoy and still get what I give. Everybody always wants to rain on somebody's parade. Well, you're not going to rain on it. Tony, you gave me chills when you came out of that grave. You gave me everything that I was looking for. And like I said, that was money well spent. When I sat there and looked at you come out that grave, when I looked at your effect, when I looked at your makeup, when that shit was coming out of your mouth, the way you was acting on and molding and everything on that runway, you gave me everything that I wanted. Those are the nights, those are the things that I remember saying, you know what, that's $2,000 worth spending. Little James's team, $2,500 worth spending. I don't care how many teams was out there. It still gives me, even when I look at the picture I told Kelly today, I can't do it from my fucking iPad. Can you please make that the back, the banner for the room? Because I love that picture of them. Oh, my God, every time I get it, I look at it, it gives me what I want. Congratulations to y'all. 200 and some people in the building. Thousands of dollars still given out. And to me, it was well worth it. To every house that came, to every all the people that participated, and to everyone that won, thank you. Congratulations. And to all the ones that have something to say, that are hating, the ones that weren't there because of their bitterness, not because they weren't able to, because of your bitterness, fuck you. That comes from my heart. Okay? Always remember that. I'm not going to hold the show up because guess what? I have my own show on Wednesday. I can continue there. But thank you again to everyone. Thank you. And now everybody can come back on.
Thanks for reaching out.
Rodney, Jason, Alexis, Enrique.
Yes. Hello.
London.
Hello.
Thanks for reaching out. Okay. Wow, honey, we're here. And I know I slipped up the other day and I missed this bit of tea. But, baby, I want to talk about, have y'all been, I know all of y'all in the A-list, but have y'all been in the A-list reading what's been going on in the A-list? Hello?
No, what was going on? I'm not in that group. So what's happening?
Well, baby.
Wait, Kelly, before you do that, give a real quick recap on another hating bitch. Mr. Jay Blahnik, for having such a successful ball in West Buffalo. You tried to get everyone to go to your ball. You tried to make it mandatory for all the Blahniks to be there and made sure no Blahniks was at my ball, and they still were there participating. And you had a very successful event. Either Kelly talk about that or Tea Party, we can continue that tomorrow. You guys can do that recap. But
well,
I want to say congratulations to Jay as well as the ball in Chicago. There was a ball there as well, same day, and I heard it was no trophies and $15 and a whole bunch of bullshit over there. Can we get Eric to call in or somebody that was over there? I would like to hear a recap over there as well for all the people that was, you know, all across the country and all the rest of that stuff. And, oh, to the people that had so much to say about the commentators at this ball, I say this from the bottom of my heart as tears are getting ready to fall out my eyes. Kelly and Athena, thank you so fucking much, Kelly, for you making that ball interesting, quick, very, very, very hot. I think you did an amazing fucking job, and I know that you did that out of your love for me and the fact that you wanted to go to Alegria, but thank you again as well. I love you for that. No, we don't need to have a million people in a ball to have fun. And no, we don't need all these motherfucking iconic commentators at every ball to make it interesting. No shade towards them as well, but there's room for a lot of other people out there. But now,
you
go
know
ahead.
What?
I need to sit here and
I'm
smoking
with
this room.
Y'all girls can have y'all opinions, or the girls can have their opinions and say whatever that they want to say about me being on the microphone and everything. That's y'all opinions, Miss Thing. Bitch, I don't give a fuck, Miss Thing, what y'all think or how y'all feel about it, bitch, at the end of the day, why? But I really gagged, and I hope that he's definitely on the phone lines and he's definitely listening, or she's on the phone lines since she's listening since they don't have a show anymore. But I really gagged to see my girlfriend come out of character the way I've seen him come out of character. And everybody knows that this man is a sweetheart, and you have to do a lot. It's a lot of people that I know that act an ass and act a fool and cut up and stuff, but you have to really, really push this man's button for him to cut up the way he was cutting up. And I'm talking about the legendary Little Kevin Prodigy. Miss Janice really had to pluck his buttons for him to motherfucking read her the way he fucking read her, Miss Thing. He read her like she was, and don't take it personal, Janice, but he read her like she was a nigga on the street, Miss Thing. He read her for filth and for blood, Miss Thing. He read her so fierce in the A-list that they had to take the picture down. You know they got 17 administrators over there now. But somebody took the picture down and everything because he read her so nasty. First they started deleting his comments, and then they took the comments down and everything. And he read her so nasty, and then he just read her again tonight. What is going on? Miss Janice, you better leave Kevin alone because he is not playing with you. Honey, I heard he smutted her out and everything. Honey, ain't nobody got nothing to say.
Well, we're not in that group, so
I do want to say this, Kelly. I thought you did a great job on the mic. I didn't know you commentated like that, for real.
I used to commentate back in the days, but it just once I started really getting into the art of makeup and wearing makeup and stuff, baby, I ain't got time for all of that shit to be all on my clothes and shit to be running down my face. So that's why I stopped. But I used to do it a lot back in the days.
You have a makeup girl?
She said back in the day, Alexis, when she was commentating, then she went to makeup, so she didn't want the makeup dripping on her stuff, so that's how she stopped commentating.
She didn't know that I had on makeup, just like she didn't know Tyra Banks was standing next to her in that picture where she made me look like a 6'7". And I know y'all seen the picture on Facebook, but we're not going to go there. But, yes, I hope Janice is on the phone and she listens and she can come in and tell us. But Miss Kevin read her nasty,
he called her No Peace Janice. Somebody yelled that on the panel. Oh, no, she got peace.
Miss Thang, it was a mess, honey. But they had a little spat. They had a little spat here today. And I got the comments here from their little spat today. So I'll post that up in the room, honey, so the girls can see the little spat. I missed the full big one the other last week, honey. But maybe we can get somebody to call in. But we got a lot of callers. 347-569. You're live on the air.
Hey, darling. Hey, Kelly. Hey, sister. Hey, Jasmine.
What's going on? How you doing?
Nothing. Sorry I didn't get to make the ball. But my daughter, she in the tsunami, she represented Stacy Tsunami for Femme Queen Realness. But anyway, I saw the pictures. You looked lovely, Kelly. And I enjoyed what I saw, the clips on YouTube. It seems like the ball was very nice, and I hate that I missed it, but unfortunately I was busy doing what I was doing here in New York.
I know that's right. It's always next time.
Yeah.
I miss you, sister.
I miss you, now.
That's all I had to say, baby.
Thank you, Brian, for definitely calling in. And you can see, don't say shit. And y'all can see this because, you know, me and my sister, we be on iChat when we be doing the show.
I didn't even know that was her. I was not even paying her no attention.
713-882, you're live on the air.
How y'all doing tonight?
How you doing?
This is J-Rock.
J-Rock.
I was just calling because I'm probably not going to have enough time on this show. And I probably ain't going to be able to listen to the show tomorrow night because I will finally be escaping Sandy. I'm still in Washington, D.C. That bitch Sandy gagged me just like her sister Katrina. But that's okay. You know, the Agas held me down. Shout out to Papa Aga for giving me a place to stay when I didn't want to pay that money at the hotel. But other than that, I wanted to just give my little recap because it's just been burning. I wanted to wait till tomorrow night, but I may not get to say it. I'm so glad that Tony came online. Everybody think that me and Tony got this because of the Africa Revlon situation back at Candy World. They thought that me and Tony had something against each other, whatever. But I'm so glad he came online for the simple fact these bitches are dumb as fuck. That man brought that category the way the category said. Jasmine had kept saying what she wanted to see, and he gave exactly that. But the truth is, I don't care what nobody said about it, when we went to go give Tony his obituaries, we went to go give him his obituaries, and first of all, them obituaries were scary as fuck. I don't care what nobody say. To see somebody sitting in front of you and to be reading their obituary, it had like a program, order of service, the pallbearers and everything, and it was real pallbearers, like his kids, his Revlon kids. Only thing that was a T was the year that he was born. I know that ain't true. The year he was born and Karen Clark Sheard singing a solo. Anyways, like I said, once he put the judges, this is what people got to understand in the ball world. He put the judges in a surreal moment. When they passed out them obituaries, no matter how much shade you throw at somebody, no matter what y'all been through in this ballroom life, because he's an icon, so he's been around a long time, no matter what ups and downs you've been through, see your brother on an obituary, that kind of fucked their head up from the beginning. So then when he fucked their head up, then he came out that goddamn gray worm coming out your mouth and shit. Jasmine specifically told us, I wonder how people are going to walk when they get out of, you know, when they come down the runway. Are they going to do the regular walk? Or are they going to walk like zombies? It was called the Walking Dead. So my thing is, they pissed me off and they were telling me that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. And now this man came and shut everybody up. And then Jasmine even shut him up. So I really don't have to go in because they went in for me. Other than that, I had a good time, even though I'm still stuck behind. I had a great time. It was a fab event. Kelly turned it on the mic. She made us feel good. She made us happy. She made it enjoyable. The only thing I didn't like about Kelly on the mic was she called me hot pants. And, you know, I mean, I'm just saying. But other than that, it was really good.
Well, those leather pants was definitely hot in Texas.
To tell you the truth, I had brought them, and I was going to wear them, but I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I was going to wear them, but I said, I'm not going to do it. So, and thank you for, you know, thank the judges for seeing me for my little walk, you know, and it was cute, but hey.
Okay, thank you, J-Rock.
All right.
Okay, the next caller we have is a private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Look, ain't nobody got time for all that. I want to send a shout-out to the House of Fellas. And look at here. Y'all need to stop having them retarded people in the chat room and stuff. They be messing up. You know the fun of it all. And then you got these retarded people calling in here claiming that they like the girls. Stop lying. You don't like the girls talking like that. You just need to go on and get with the boys. And then, you know, 15, you giving me a little bit too much now. You can go run out in traffic talking about all the girls bipolar. And that's all I wanted to say.
Okay, thank you, mother fella. Okay, the next call is 240-723. You're live on the air.
Just listening.
Thank you for just listening. The next caller is 410-805. You're live on the air. 410-805. You're live on the air. Okay. Bishop, you're back on the air.
No, ma'am.
I just heard that that pretender right there. Probably got fake ass. That pretender probably got fake ass page, man. You just mad because I ain't put the dick in you, or I ain't let you put the dick in me. How about that?
Oh, wow. Wow. Alexa, can I ask a question? Alexa?
Wait. You get down like that, bitch?
Man, I ain't got no cut cards, man. Yeah, I'm too grown of a man now to have cut cards. That shit's for the motherfucking little babies. Shit's for little faggot-ass niggas that just motherfucking called in. I don't got time for that shit.
I know that's right. What's in the name?
You know what I mean? Fuck that. And amen to what Jasmine said. And I love you, Jasmine. I mean, shit, I can't. I'm going to let y'all know something. And I told you I don't have no cut cards. I walked to the damn ball, and I walked back home.
Oh, you live that close to the ball?
Nah, I walked all the way from 2493 Alabama Avenue Southeast. That's in the ghetto.
Oh, that's in the ghetto. Are you going to Rodney's ball?
I mean, babe, I don't do balls like that. That's what I'm saying. I came to support Jasmine. I came to, you see the people from the Tea Party. I mean, yeah, you know, it was all love, man. It was all love. That's about it. And I was glad to see you.
Hallelujah.
I was glad to see you like shit. I told you, your inbox, you like a grandmother.
Oh. Hallelujah. Honey. Okay. Thank you, Michelle. Mother fella.
You brought me back on the line. Wasn't that damn tiny boy? Look at him. He be ruining the moment. Why y'all be letting these people call in and talk? He know damn well that he ain't no lick, no real nigga. You taking dick, nigga. Hell up. And you broke, nigga. What in the hell? You gonna put me back on mute, but goddamn, cause I need some smoke now, goddammit.
Oh, okay. Well, baby, honey,
Alexis.
Yeah.
Hey, what was up with that clip that was posted in the inner circle, but now it's gone? What was said in that? Did anybody see that?
What clip? I'm not in the inner circle of this profile.
Okay, it was it had something to do with the ball. So like you can see the first part one.
Okay, yes. I need that, honey. I'm coming down on Friday. Oh, I'm sorry. I got a text on the red phone from my brother. Yes, I'll be down on Friday for what's in the name.
But then they had a part two, but then when you went to go click on part two, it said it was private or it was taken off, one of the two.
Oh, you mean that's the recap from the Western New York Awards Ball? I believe,
yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, it's back up now.
Oh, it is back up?
No,
yeah.
It's not back up. It's taken down. It was back up. It was back up so I could see it, but it was taken down. And
okay.
It's just Jay reading the person he had the ball with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was just reading the person he had the ball with. 803-512.
Oh, hello.
Yes, Trayvon.
Hi, everybody. I just
doing Trayvon.
Huh?
How are you doing, love?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. And yourself?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to call in and say I enjoyed looking at the videos because you know, I wasn't there because you didn't support my trip. So I just wanted to say, I enjoyed looking at the videos. And I got nothing else to say except that.
Well, don't worry. I'll see you soon. I'll be in the Carolinas real soon.
Oh, hi, Kelly.
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How was your day?
My day was great. It was wonderful. Highly favored and blessed.
Oh, so where are you at?
I'm back home in New York City. I never get stranded. I hit it as soon as the ball was over.
They said the buses
were shutting down at 2:00, and baby, I made sure I got on the bus before 2:00.
That's cute. So, I got a question for Jasmine.
Jasmine's not on the phone anymore, Trayvon. Jasmine went to lay down.
Oh, so her phone number is not in the call log?
No.
I just wanted to know. I'm not even going to speak on that until she gets on the phone. But you know, basically, I have nothing else to say to y'all.
Oh, I'm so glad that you came on the phone and that you spoke very well and you were so respectful.
What do you mean?
But do you see how you get a better vibe and a better energy from people when you come and you speak and you're respectful and you're not giving attitude?
Well, I don't care what nobody else thinks about me. I mean, if I have an opinion and the way I say it doesn't agree to what y'all were thinking, I don't have anything to do with that. Y'all about to make me act up.
No, we don't want you to act
up. Follow me and Trayvon.
I want you to stay just the way you are.
Yeah, like, see, if I call in and if I have an opinion with y'all in the way I say it, don't get offended by it. Just answer the question. I mean, I'm not a biased person or anything.
Thank you, Trayvon. Thank you for reaching out. Okay, love.
You better put me on hold. What you mean? I'm about to put
you right back on hold right now because I see the conversation is going to the left, and I don't want it to go to the left. So I'm going to put you back on hold, okay, love?
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. Okay, Bishop, you're back on the line.
Oh, Kelly.
No. Go ahead. I'm listening, man.
267-324, you're live on the air.
Hey, what's up, everyone? I just wanted to make a quick statement, a couple of quick statements about, you know, the Gagawin ball. I think it's a real shame how people won't come out to a ball because a person walk balls anymore or, you know, you have balls that are currently being thrown that are being sponsored by people who actually never walked balls, who never supported the ball. Never supported the ballroom scene, and now you get queens to get them to sponsor balls and or categories, and you go out to those balls. Nevertheless, it's not quantity, but it's quality that matters at the ball.
All right. And
it was great to see that energy be put back into the ball, and that's pretty much all I had to say, and I thank you.
Thank you, love. The next caller that we have is 314-498. You're live on the air. 314-498. You're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Okay, we're back, honey. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, okay, we're back. No more callers, honey. I guess nobody has to have nothing to say, honey. But I heard the ball is Chicago. Hold on, we got another caller. 443-799, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, everybody. This is Mother Lisi from the group.
Hi.
Hi. I wanted to know if y'all was going I seen that aftermath with Barbie Mizza. I wanna know if y'all already talked about that or y'all was going to give y'all opinion because I just had some questions that need to be answered. and I would like for Alexis to answer them.
Alexis. Alexis, remember last week? Alexis, remember last week when it came to your son? Y'all will keep it cute with my sister.
Hold on, directing mother. Are you going to direct me to the proper resources so we can get this conversation handled?
Baby, y'all can go ahead, but y'all got to keep it cute. Go ahead. Y'all can say what y'all want, but y'all got to keep it cute.
Okay, go ahead, Carla.
I just want to know, does it not what everybody's opinion was on the video? That's all. You know, no tea, no shade. I just want to know what everybody thought, especially Alexa.
Okay, let me say this because I'm a real bitch and I'm going to keep it real. To me, honestly, I've seen Bobby several times. Saturday night was not one of my nights for her. I don't think she should have been walking realness that night. And once again, I think a lot, because a lot of people are known for certain categories, they let the girls come through. Now, as far as the video is concerned, David, listen, I don't know who or where she got her services from, but bitch, I needed some of that, because bitch, that mouth was moving and nothing was coming out of it. And
okay,
I was
don't you think, I think that, you know, she was just full, but I think that the clip should have been edited. I just really do, like,
I mean, no shit. Listen, this is my thing. When you do party favors, and bitch, I'm a party girl, and it's no shade. Everybody that knows me knows that I love to party. If you partying, bitch, you stay away from the camera. But she came in trying to be on the camera. She, every time I saw she was walking runway across the ball, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why is she walking through the ball, walking runway? But she was full, and I don't think she knew how to contain her liquor.
And yeah, I can cut.
Whatever else she was on, because, baby, that, she was moving, and that mouth wasn't nothing coming out.
I think people were a little hard on her on the video, because I know Bobby. I think she was a little hard. I think, because I know her, she's a really nice girl. I mean, she's a really nice girl. And I guess, like you said, her services was a little lot. Because at the ball, I was going to ask Kelly, like, how come Amiza didn't pull her away or set her down or at least kind of,
well,
like,
some of her friends were trying to contain her, but she just wasn't having it.
Okay. Gotcha.
I think she just was enjoying herself, and it just got a little out of hand. That's all. She looked beautiful. I mean, I think she looked really good. She always looked good to me.
Yeah, she always looks good. She does. And maybe
yeah,
you're right. I think she got
good.
One that was too much. Like you said, Alexis, she got one that was just too powerful. You know?
Well, honey, she should have passed it on, because it was serving her.
That was a strong motherfucker.
Yeah, it was a strong set. It was a strong team.
And, you know, I'm...
Oh, wait, Kelly, wait. Somebody just in my spirit said she also need to pick those saggy-ass titties up.
What? Let me tell you something, because, you know...
Listen,
hold on, Alexis. I'm not like the A-list. And I never take anything down. Whatever is posted, it is posted, and it will always stay posted. If it's a read about me, if it's a read about my house, it's always going to stay posted. I don't take things down. But what you girls is not going to sit here and do is y'all is not going to sit here and read my sister. I'm not talking to y'all girls on the phone, but I'm talking to y'all girls in those different groups that have been trying to come for my sister all day, okay? Bitch, half of you bitches don't got a pot to piss in or a window to fucking throw it out, bitch, okay? This motherfucking lady is a motherfucking college graduate, honey. She has her motherfucking master's. She has her motherfucking four-bedroom house in North Carolina, two bathrooms, brand-new BMW, fully changed in everything, and a lot of you bitches don't even have that, and y'all sleeping on somebody motherfucking floor, and y'all want to get mad. She never said that girl wasn't real. She said her bag was fake, Miss Thing, and everybody wants to sit here, and everybody wants to try to come for her. Bitch, y'all can't, Miss Thing. Half of you bitches is running around here, Miss Thing, in these motherfucking programs, sleeping on somebody motherfucking floor. Y'all not going to send for her too motherfucking much. Half of you bitches can't even spell motherfucking bachelor's degree on top of a motherfucking master. And this is all during her transition and doing time in federal prison because she got caught up with the wrong motherfucking girls. So don't send for her because y'all can't. But half of you bitches is not even on her level. Don't you don't have anything to say? I didn't say anything when the girls was at your son and you said.
No. I'm not offended, bitch, because I'm going to say what the fuck I got to say. I'm just reading what's coming through my inbox. They say Bobby needs not to read anybody looking the way she has. Child, can't nobody come for Bobby. She came for herself. No shade.
Okay, well, baby, it doesn't matter, bitch. It doesn't matter. At the end of the day, she never said the girl wasn't real. She read her motherfucking bag, Miss Thing. And everybody has an opinion because she read her bag. Miss Thing, everybody. Sorry to you girls run around here, Miss Thing, and y'all sniff coke, y'all sniff K, y'all pump motherfucking Tina and get full and be looking like an ass and everybody reads y'all too, Miss Thing. So, bitch, what the fuck, Miss Thing? She came out and she had a good motherfucking time, Miss Thing. Get the fuck over it.
Okay, girl, calm down. Salted cunt is back.
Who is calling me restricted? Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Who is this? Yeah, bye, bitch.
Oh.
Hello? Yeah, don't call me. Turn the air conditioner on because these bitches are running my motherfucking blood pressure up.
Girl, you should get upset, girl. Something cut is back.
It's there, Gardy. Okay.
So y'all can put me back on hold. Thank you,
love. The next caller we have is 304-919. You're live on air.
That's the station.
304-919. You're live on the air. Don't call my phone restricted. Whoever's calling my phone.
You're right with him.
Okay. 314-498. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, everyone. My name is Ted Valor. I wanted to give a shout out to Jasmine for having a wonderful function. Shout out to Tony Revlon, the winner of the $2,000. Shout out to all the walking wonders that stormed and came through with their effect. Did a wonderful job. Shout out to the winners. That's all I really wanted to say.
Oh, thank you, Pat, for that. Congratulations to yourself, even though you didn't win, you impact. And
yeah,
the girls know who you are, so congratulations to you.
Thank you. I mean, it's most definitely about the impact. We're never really about the win. But I have fun. Overall, I have fun. The looks were on point, in my opinion. Everyone looks good as far as my category.
Thank you for definitely calling in, love.
Thanks, Tess.
Okay, we definitely got to take a commercial break because I forgot about something that I was supposed to do hours ago. So I want to definitely do it before the phone lines get locked up. So we're going to take a commercial break. I'm going to go use the bathroom. And after I come back from using the bathroom, I got some tea that I definitely have to put out there. Miss Thing is definitely going to shock the girls, Miss Thing. So let me go use the bathroom and play these two commercials. And we'll be back after these words from our sponsors, from the House of Valentino and from the Icon James Icon and overall Father Rodney Prodigy. Oh, wait. Where the fuck? What happened? Oh.
The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. Are you ready? Your grand prizes include Butch Queen Runway, The Trickster for $1,000. Team Performance, The Assassins for $1,000. As well as legendary Fem Queen performance, The Queen of the Throne, for $1,000. Mini grams include Butch Queen Vogue Femme, The Battle Cat, as well as Realness with a Twist, The Double Take. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies presented by the House of Valentino. The Awakening Ball, Saturday, November 3rd, at the Hazelwood YMCA. The address, 4213 Chatsworth Street in Pittsburgh. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150 in advance, $200 at the door. Your commentators include the icon Jack Mizrahi, icon Selvin Khan, legendary Kevin J.C. Prodigy, and Jukebox Valentino. The House of Valentino presents The Awakening Ball, November 3rd in Pittsburgh, PA. For more information, visit Facebook and the event page for up-to-date info on the event. Over $7,500 in cash and trophies. Get ready, girls. Rodney Prodigy and James Icon present What's in the Name Part 2. Saturday, November 10th in New York City. Grand prize, $1,000 for Old Way. Make us believe you're back in the 80s. Grand prize number 2, open to all legendary runway for $1,000. Other cash categories include mini grand prize, open to all streetwear for $300. As well as open to all runway, the casting call for $500, sponsored by the Mocha Center. That's Saturday, November 10th, in New York City. Admission, $30 all night. Tables, $150. The location, the Light Box, 841 Barreto Street, Bronx, New York. For more information, contact Father James Icon or Father Rodney Prodigy via Facebook. Or visit the event page for more info.
I'm so sorry that commercial wasn't updated yet, but that commercial, that ball is now transferred to Suitland, Maryland at 3900 Bexley Place in Suitland, Maryland at the Upscale Ballroom. That's where the What's in the Name ball will be taking place at on November 10th. Okay, definitely go out and definitely support the two icons. I would definitely give the building, honey, to definitely come out and be a part of that. Miss Alexis, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you at the phone?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, because I told you yesterday. I told you the other day. I didn't tell you the tea, but I told you that you was going to feel some type of way about this person after I said what I said on Monday.
Yeah, go ahead.
And so I was waiting until Monday. I was told to wait until Monday before I dropped this tea, and I had this tea for a minute. So, Rodney, Enrique, Jason, all of y'all still on the phone?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So do everybody knows Jaquan Ebony, father of Virginia?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So everybody knows that Jaquan was locked up a couple of months ago. Okay. Jaquan was locked up a couple of months ago because he had got stopped after a ball, and they searched his car, and he had some paraphernalia in his car and some other things. And they gave him a couple of months for the things that he had in his car. 3 weeks upon Jaquan's release from prison, from county jail, Jaquan was picked up before his release by the FBI. Jaquan was charged with 15 to 20 new counts. He also missed his court date, and that's why also. But upon his release from prison, 3 weeks of his release from prison, He was picked up by the FBI. And he was picked up by the FBI because he was turned in by his ex-lover, the legendary Martin Balenciaga. Martin Balenciaga wrote a 7-page statement against Jaquan, gave them all Jaquan IDs and checks and everything that Jaquan left at his house. Jaquan is now sitting in federal prison in D.C. for the next 3.5 years because Martin Balenciaga turned him in and wrote a nasty, nasty statement against him. And allegedly, sources are saying that about him and Bambi Ebony. And allegedly, sources are saying that Harold was a part of this also, or knows things about this also, because when Jaquan, the ball that Jaquan was at, and he was supposed to. Wait, let me get it right. The ball that Jaquan went to, and he got locked up after the ball, they said when Harold seen him at the ball, Harold had this, like, surprised look on his face, like, oh, why are you here? And so it's just been a lot that's been going on. Martin has turned in pictures, phone records, and everything, car titles and everything against Jaquan, and Jaquan is now in jail. Gagging checks, IDs, and everything.
How did he get all that information? I mean, just out of curiosity.
They were lovers. Hold on, let me say this, Kelly. They were lovers, Enrique. But, Kelly, you know what I do want you to do? I want you to get the full tea. Hold on, wait. Even though two wrongs don't make a right, you have to remember, a lot of shit happens in a relationship that we know nothing about.
It doesn't even got to do nothing with a relationship or anything. It's certain codes of conduct that you have when you are doing things that we just don't do. Okay,
Kelly, I understand what you're saying, but you don't know the ins and outs. Because while you are pumping this tea, I have, and I'm not even getting to the whole thing, but there is a lot that happened in that relationship that we know nothing about, okay? From a lot of stuff, people things coming up missing, people being stolen. It's just a lot that happened, Kelly, that we know nothing about because we only get one side of the story, okay? Now, I never feel no way against Martin because that's his life. That's my baby daddy. That's my child's father. Now, all of us think it's irrelevant, but girl, it is what it is. It happened. Oh, well, Chanel, because bitches have.
Like what?
It happens, girl. I'm not even getting to that because that's not my battle. I'm done with my term, and I don't have anything else to do with it. Go ahead. Carry on.
Well. From the statement, you know how when you get locked up and they give you the statement on who's turned you in and everything, what the statement says that he's an FBI informant.
Discovery pay. Who's an FBI informant?
Your husband.
Oh, okay. Well, that's him and his lover. His ex-lover, rather.
Okay. So I'm just letting. I don't know. I really have no opinions about it, but I'm just letting the girls know to just be careful with the things that you do and the people that you surround yourself around, because everybody is not your girlfriend. Everybody should not be in your motherfucking business.
Well, you have to be careful with you. Let me tell y'all something about this bitch called karma. You have to be careful what the fuck you do to motherfucking people. Because, bitches, just because you do it to one person, bitch, it comes back around and bites you in your motherfucking ass. So, no, you can't say that. Because you don't know half of the shit that Jaquan did to Martin. And once again, I'm not going to get into it. But, bitch, shit, karma goes around and it comes around.
Karma goes around and karma comes around. And, baby, and I know Jaquan was my godchild. I know every ins and outs about Jaquan and everything, okay? Baby, I know the whole, I know all the motherfucking tea, everything that was going on. So whoever it is over there on that end that's feeding you what they're feeding you, tell them to feed, come to me.
No, I was, Kelly, I'm talking, okay, I'm not, whatever, whatever.
Okay, you don't, baby, listen, trust and believe, baby, trust and believe. It's a lot to this story, okay, honey? Jaquan did a lot for that man, and for him to turn him the way he turned
now,
him.
What
for
who?
For Martin.
Girl, do you know Martin took care of Jaquan? Do you know Martin took care of Jaquan?
Martin took care of Jaquan, Alexis.
Do you know Martin took care of Jaquan? Are you serious? Kelly, all right, whatever.
Alexis, what do you, since you want to pick the whole story out there, what you
know? No, I'm not. You know what? I'm not going to put it out
no,
there. I'm just going to say this. First of all, baby had nothing to do with whatever happened between them two. Second of all, that was their relationship, whatever, and it was so much happened where
baby, you're talking. You've never been stuck for words any other time.
Kelly, once again, we have half a story.
No, once again, you have half of a story.
Okay then. All right then.
Okay. So we only have half of the story. Well, since Martin's your husband, why don't you get Martin to call in and let's hear his side of the story.
What the fuck for what?
For what? Why not? He's on the FBI informant list, and he's an informant, and you're sitting here, you're defending him. And
a lot of girls are said to be FBI informants, girl.
I've never been on a motherfucking list. Okay, enough.
Harold, call into the show because you're listening, or have your little minions call in, but do not text me with no bullshit about this shit. Now, call into the show, and we can gladly answer any motherfucking questions that you have about all this stuff. But y'all gonna stop blaming and pointing fingers at me when Kelly does what she fucking does.
I don't know why they blame it. And pointing fingers at you and talking to you, bitch. Jaquan, I knew Jaquan before motherfucking Jasmine. I would want to introduce Jasmine to motherfucking Jaquan. I speak to Jaquan, bitch. So I don't know y'all motherfucking calling Jasmine. You got my motherfucking number.
I don't have nothing to do with any of this shit.
Harold got my motherfucking number. He know how to dial my number. He know how to reach me. Don't text her. Jasmine don't have anything to do with Kelly. And that's what I keep motherfucking telling y'all, to stop motherfucking hitting Jasmine, stop hitting motherfucking Andre, and stop hitting motherfucking Jack up when Kelly does something. Kelly is 36 years old. Bitch, they can't stop me from doing a motherfucking thing that I want to motherfucking do. At the end of the fucking day, I'm a grown-ass motherfucking woman. I do and I say as I motherfucking please.
That don't make no sense. You know what? Let me tell you something. I'm so done with all this back and forth stuff. It's a lot of sneaky shit going on in this motherfucking ballroom. It is so draining to me. It is really so fucking draining to me. I don't give a fuck about relationships. I don't give a fuck about who did what for who, where, when, how, or whatever. That's motherfucking right. Whatever is going on here is going on. That is their relationship. I stay out of all that drama, but I don't believe that somebody should be held in prison for all those motherfucking years because a bitch is mad or bitter or whatever. Get out over it and move on with the rest of your motherfucking life. That's my opinion on the whole bullshit. I don't know who got to do with what. I don't know nothing about it. I don't have nothing to do with it. But I'm sure that he can gladly get on this phone and clarify what he has to say and whatever statement he has to. His mother can gladly, she's not afraid to, get on this phone and say what the fuck she has to say about it, or anyone else that is involved with this. But stop pointing the finger and blaming and all the rest of that bullshit, because that it's just a big old fucking mess. Get the facts straight. That's what's wrong with everybody right now. Get the motherfucking facts straight.
I just think it's horrible. I think it's horrible, and it's motherfucking late. For all the shit that we all run around here and sit here and motherfucking do, and the way that we sit here, and I can't speak for anybody else. I can only speak for myself, okay? I can only speak for me, baby. I think it's horrible and it's late that people would do the things that they do to people, okay? And especially a person of my standards when I was in the game, Miss Thing, and I went out and did what I did and I helped everybody that was in my circle because, bitch, it wasn't mine to begin with in the beginning. So if I can help anybody out, bitch, I don't have a problem with blessing a motherfucking bitch if I have it, bitch, okay? Because it ain't mine to begin with in the beginning, okay? That's why a lot of girls wind up where they wind up at, Miss Thing, because they want to be so high sedity, Miss Thing, act like they fat white motherfucking woman when it comes to this motherfucking shit. We sit here and we call magic, okay? That's why the girls wind up where they wind up at. I think it's horrible and it's late, Miss Thing, for the girls to do the things that they do to people. And if anybody want to reach out and touch my phone, you know my number. You could definitely call my phone, and we could definitely speak. So why speak on the red line when I pumped it on the pink air?
I told you this was gonna get a hot topic. Leave it alone.
I'm not leaving enough alone, Mistake. I think that serious that my godchild is sitting in motherfucking prison.
Brother, this was all on Facebook, Kelly. This is not nothing new. The pictures of all the shoes and the checkbooks and the IDs, the credit cards, it was all posted all over Facebook.
I will agree with Alexis on one thing. There's two sides to every story. We don't know exactly what took place in that situation. We only know based on what we know, based on our relationship with whoever parties are involved.
Right.
Jaquan is my son. So I'm only going to know based on what he says to me. But I'm not going to sit here and pick sides or anything like that, because that's just how I am. Because you never know what a person does. The only thing that I can do and say is he's going to do whatever he can do to survive this. And that's what he plans on doing. His spirits are very high about the situation. He has his family there. He has people that are supporting him, and he will make it through this. God bless him. With the Lord by his side, he will make it through all of this. However it got to this point, that's on him. He has accepted that. He's not trying to point fingers. He's not trying to blame anybody because he knows that he did the crime, and now he has to pay for it. What hurts the most is when you feel that you have someone that is by your side and you share your life with them for so long or forever how long they did share their lives, and for someone to be that angry or become that angry to do what they have done. That's the only thing that hurts him. But he's able to get through it. But he has a loving mother, biological mother, and a family that is there by his side, and he has some very close friends that are there for him as well. So no matter what happens, he will be okay. That's why there's really no need to talk about it. But if y'all want to put people on Front Street and let people know, then that's where this is all going. But he can care less about it.
Baby, I don't wish prison on my worst motherfucking enemy, bitch.
I don't think nobody does, Kelly. But what I'm saying to you is, because you only get half a story.
I don't give a fuck, Kelly.
First of all, why are you calm down, girl? Fuck
the
call back.
I don't give a fuck if it's a half a story, a whole story, or anything. It's just certain things you just don't fucking do.
And that's true, Kelly. That's true. And I'm not disagreeing with you on that. But what I'm saying to you is you're forming your opinion on what you've only heard.
The same way the girls form their opinion on you only on
that's
what they heard.
And that's true. And guess what? And I'm not mad at none of those girls to this day. Because guess where I'm at? I'm home at my address, laying in my bed, looking at my TV, doing my thing.
Oof. Baby, you know what, Miss Thing? My panties are in a bunch, Miss Thing. I just, you know, I despise, bitch, and I don't give a fuck. And I'm not just saying, and I'm not just pointing the finger at just him. I despise anybody that comes into this motherfucking game, bitch, and do what they do, Miss Thing. When you out there and you're living the life, and you're living the high life, and you're living all the glory and all the fame that's coming with it and reaping all the benefits, Miss Thing, but then when shit get motherfucking rough, Miss Thing, bitch, you have people knocking on your motherfucking door. And it's not just to him, it's to anybody.
Okay, that's just like the life that we live. Now, you know, now be for real. Now, bitch, you know the life we live one day. One day, this shit is all going to come to a motherfucking end. Do you think for any moment in my mind, when I was in Chicago, Illinois in 2009, that when I got back to the city of Atlanta, Georgia, the Federal Bureau of Investigation was going to be looking for me? No. But I was enjoying the shit while I was out doing what the fuck I had to do. But, bitch, it came to a motherfucking end. So, bitch, we can't point fingers. Bitch, if we do wrong, we know the shit has to come to an end. So, bitch, at the end of the day, we can't point fingers at nobody because both of us were motherfucking wrong. And that's what it is.
We can point a finger when you get a federal indictment and it got somebody's name in it.
I'm not cooking.
So, what? You said it. You can point a finger when you got a federal indictment sitting in front of you and they giving the right. Mr. Joe Blow said such.
I got one, girl. And to this day, I look at this girl. We're not cool like we used to be, girl. And it is what it is. I'm not mad with her because the life that I was living, I knew it was going to come to an end. It is what it is, girl. That's life. When you do it wrong, that's part of karma. When you do it wrong, the shit comes back to bite you. Do you actually think you can live off this shit for real for the rest of your life? Because you can look at what we was doing then and the shit that they're trying to do now, bitch. It ain't the same no motherfucking more.
The girls are just a mess. I think it's just a mess, mistake, bitch. I guess I should have came in informing Miss Thing when I was in jail for my 2 years, Miss Thing, when they came to me and gave me those 10 pictures and said, give them 3 girls, Miss Thing, bitch, and I could have been out, Miss Thing. It was the week of the latex ball in 2004, Miss Thing. You don't know how bad I wanted to be at the latex ball, Miss Thing. I should have just gave them 3 girls since everybody's just giving everybody up now. Miss Thing, like, what the fuck?
The shit is, I don't know. Like, all the stipulations, I really don't care, and I'm not going to, you know, because, like I said, I'm not going to form an opinion off of hearsay because, once again, we don't know exactly what happened. We don't know all the stipulations. I know they did for each other, okay? So, as far as I'm concerned, whatever they had going on, that's between them. We wasn't there every night with them when they got in the bed. We don't know what happened. Because, you know, every good turn, every turn deserves another turn. So the girls might have been playing get back. And somebody just got the final get back. You understand what I'm saying? And so at the end of the day, I'm not mad with nobody. Bitches have turned me. Bitches say I've turned them. Oh, well, Chanel, bitch, life goes on. I knew what I was doing was wrong, and the next bitch should have did too.
Well, only thing I want to say, and this is the last thing I'm going to say on this subject, girls, if you girls are still out there and y'all doing whatever y'all doing, Miss Thing, y'all need to be careful on who y'all working with and who you surround yourself around with.
Hey.
And who you leave your shit around their house, Miss Thing. Everything is not for everyone. I don't give a fuck if they're your lover. I don't give a fuck if they're your friend, if you're sleeping with them or whatever. Just because somebody is your lover, Miss Thing, you don't have to let them know everything that's going on in your motherfucking life. Keep certain things to yourself, Miss Thing, because at the end of the day, you never know who's going to be the next bitch on the FBI list to motherfucking turn you the fuck in. It could be your motherfucking grandmother. Don't tell her. Might come and tell her old ass, Miss Thing, bitch, if you don't tell us what he's been doing, you're going to be shitting on yourself, bitch. He might turn you in. So don't tell her either. Bitch, like, what the fuck, Miss Thing? Girl. I don't trust a dead motherfucking dog, Miss Thing, okay? Bitch. But one thing you girls don't never gotta worry about mother cows, Miss Thing. When I was out there and I was working, Miss Thing, bitch. If I went down, Miss Thing, I went down by myself. It's better to go down by yourself, Miss Thing, than to take the whole team down, because at least you have people on the outside that can make sure you're all right. So for all you girls to think, well, they said they're going to shave a little bit of time off by the rest of the team down, bitch, it's better to have people on the outside that can help you than have nobody at all.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God, what?
Oh, my God, I'm looking at somebody's picture that came down my knees, see.
Oh. Well, I don't know, honey. I'm about to go to Facebook and see what's on Facebook and go watch my shows and everything. And who's on the line? Who's still on the line? Is Rodney, you still here?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Enrique, you still here? Jason?
I'm back.
Oh, okay. Do any of y'all have an opinion on anything that I just said?
Nope, I'll leave it alone.
Yes. They said the dog's right, gonna get you. Oh my God. Oh, I was sitting there. I had fun tonight. I had fun this weekend. I enjoyed myself this weekend. I hope everybody definitely do go out to the Valentino Ball. That's definitely gonna be happening this Saturday. And motherfucking Pittsburgh. I hope everybody go out to D.C. next weekend for the two icon balls, because it's definitely going to go down. And another thing that I keep forgetting to talk about, but I know I'll bring it up a little bit right now, but I know the girls will talk about it tomorrow. The girls want to know, why is Albertian making fake profiles, Miss Thing, and telling the girls that the Valentino ball is canceled and shit?
Is he really not doing that? Is he really doing that?
Yes. No, they said
yes,
he came after math, and they said he said he made the fake profile. Everything he told the girls in the ball was canceled. But Albertian, if you're going to go in the aftermath and tell the girls you made a fake profile and say the ball is canceled, why you ain't just do it from your page? I guess he made a Valentino page mistake and said the ball was canceled and everything for this weekend, honey. And it's just been a mess. But I know the girls of the tea party are getting more in detail with it, you know, tomorrow. And also, honey, I know that the tea party will also talk about that fight that happened at the Culture Club this weekend. It was a fight this weekend at the Culture Club, honey. And I know they'll be talking about that tomorrow and everything, honey. So, you know, baby, it's definitely going digital. Do I have a caller? Oh, I have a caller. Now, hold on. Let me see what they got to say before we get up out of here. Hold on. 814-431, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kel, this is Mana.
Hey, Mana.
I'm glad she called in.
We were just about to get up out of here, Miss Thing, but girl, now you here, girl. We got to talk about you this weekend, girl.
Miss Vonna?
Miss Vonna, when I tell you, Miss Thing, my inbox has been going off, Miss Thing, since that video came up. The girls want to know who was the new baby Keisha of the House of Revlon.
What?
Oh, my God.
I was kind of shocked because Ivana's really sweet. I was kind of shocked.
I'm really a kind person. I'm going to touch on something you said first, then I'll get to the video. First of all, Albertian made the fake page. The only reason why he had to dish the fact that he made the fake page is because when his retarded ass put the fake page up, he had his real name in the about section with his real email, so girls found out about it before he did it. That's why he had to tell people that he put the goddamn fake page up. That's
Now that's iconic.
Yes, that's first of all. And she tried to shade a function because that Unity ball is going to be a flop. That's why she did that. That's first of all. Second of all, I crowned at the ball, which I normally would not try to do because it was my sister's function, because, of, first of all, the security and the girls telling me to back up when I'm supporting my house, ain't nobody tell them motherfucking August to back up. And since they wasn't backing up, I wasn't backing up, and I told security and all the rest of them people that was around me, you couldn't put some bitches down and pour them on me, that if I was going to beat them hoes up, it was nothing that security or nobody else was going to be able to do to stop me.
And what? Vonna, let me say, I was standing on the stage, girl, and you been out there first. And what? I said, girl, who is that? Wait a minute, that wasn't Miss. No, that wasn't. Who is that? That's one of them Bush Queen up the joint them, because it was real stark. It felt like you had pulled that from the diaphragm.
I was just over it. Girl, they were crowding my house. They were trying my house. They were doing things in my house. And I don't play like that. I'm not all the other people. I ain't that type of girl.
I feel you. I'm the same way. I remember an incident that happened a couple of years back when I joined Chanel. I'm the same way.
But I did enjoy myself this weekend. I had so fun with Alexis and Kelly and everybody. It was a good ball, and all you girls who had something to say about the ball or my father, they can suck my ass, and they should have said it at the ball, and we could have handled it there.
And what? That's a
I
new
also
level.
Enjoy seeing you too, Rodney.
You too, baby girl.
And what?
Baby, what I tell you, baby, I gagged, honey. Baby, I motherfucking gagged, honey, bitch. I was like, oh, bitch, I want to go over there, bitch. You know, bitch, I be usually ready to break something up, bitch. I was like, oh, bitch, I ain't fucking with that bitch, honey. She looked like she was throwing me across the motherfucking road, bitch.
I had to lean over. I don't know if it was Rodney or hell. I said, wait a minute, is that Keisha over there? They said, no, Keisha ain't over there. I said, okay. And I just step back.
I'm just real protective over my house and the things that goes on in my house. And they're not going to my house.
You should be.
Miss Sang, Miss Sandy needs to get out of here, Miss Sang, okay? Because Sandy is holding up my motherfucking flow.
She wasn't holding up your flow when we was outside waiting on the cab and you was over there in the bushes. So, y'all, let me tell y'all. So, we waited on the cab outside of the hotel, me, Kelly, and Quinn. Trey walks by, and Kelly, said, what's up?
Hold on, before you say that, because, you know, the girl's always, you know, giving me much and everything to say. So, you got to tell me how to screenshot my messages from my phone, because he been texting me all day today, so I can screenshot my messages and put it up and let a real girl come through, honey. You know, when he asked me, I send me a picture of the pussy so he, next time when I come to What's in the Name, he can play with my pussy. And I said, oh, baby, you ain't know that I was I'm a screenshot that and put it up for you. So go ahead, finish telling it.
So we get ready for the ball. We standing outside or whatever.
Trying to flag a cab down.
So Kelly stops this boy walking by. The boy looks at Kelly. Kelly said, how big is it? So he told him to come on. So me and Kelly, we still waiting for the cab. Kelly's over there in the cut giving the boy fellatios. So I'm calling her, Kelly, the cab is finally here. Kelly, come on. No, Kelly. So we get in the cab. By the time we get ready to pull off, here's Kelly running out of the lane, no lipstick, no lip liner, no nothing around her mouth, wiping the corners of her mouth. I said, you know what? See, this is why I can't take you nowhere.
I can't help it, Miss Fang, honey. I had to, you know, baby, you know. He said my mouth was good. He texted me right now. Honey. He said my mouth was real good. I can't help it, Miss Sane. That was the second time that happened this week. Honey, you know, I'm the cons. You let a real girl come through.
Honey.
Well, where did this happen again, Kelly?
1900
Connecticut Avenue in DuPont Circle.
Wait a minute, inside or outside? Was it inside?
It was outside in a little alleyway across the hotel.
Work, Kelly.
We was outside for an hour waiting for a fucking cab. Every cab that we stopped, and we told them Suitland, they pulled off, Miss Thing. He came past Miss Thing, and I had to handle my business. They all calling my cell phone and calling me Miss Thing Girl. I got a mouthful, Miss Thing Girl, please.
Work.
Okay. You know you have to let the real girls come through. And I came through.
Yeah, whatever.
And he was calling me all morning while I was at the ball, like, what time are you getting back to your hotel? And, you know, but I got arrangements, you know, when I get back to D.C. to see him when I get back to D.C.
In the same alley?
No, not in the alley. Not in the alley. This time we're going to see him in the hotel room.
Oh, right. Hey, what you say, Alexis?
I think Alexis' phone dropped.
No. Just like that. Work.
Hello?
Alexis, you back?
Yeah, I'm back. I thought Kelly wasn't going to the ball.
I never said that. Is that what you said, Miss Snow?
Wow.
Alexis Fall, keep going in and out. Miss Snow. Alexis, you need to really get that motherfucking Galaxy 3 fixed, Miss Snow, because girl, it keep going in and out.
I don't know what's
going
on. My phone keeps saying muted, unmuted. I don't know what to do.
Honey, that phone keep going out. Oh, no, I'll be in D.C. on Friday, okay? I'm looking for my hotel room right now.
Hold on, wait. What Friday is this? Not this Friday coming up.
No, Friday the 9th.
Oh, I'm about to say, because I'm
about to say, I said, wait a minute. It couldn't be this. Oh, okay. So,
oh, no,
okay.
No,
because you're having an orgy this weekend at 7:54 Bernard, isn't it?
Alexis, are you trying it? I'm having a party over here. I don't know about no orgy, but we having a party over here this weekend. We having a party this weekend. It's a black bag party.
What is it? A brown bag?
Black bag party. That means when you come in the door, your clothes go in the black bag.
And you get a number? You get a number, too?
Yes. Everybody gets a number. Everybody is naked but mother.
Oh, wow.
Baby, yes. It's going down.
Jasmine,
this weekend.
Jasmine is saying, tell Bishop to speak.
Bishop!
Yeah, let me say something real quick, man. You know what? Fuck this. Fuck all this bullshit, man. This nigga named Santana that's in the motherfucking group. Nigga, keep your motherfucking mouth shut, man. Keep it real. Keep your motherfucking mouth shut. It don't matter if I motherfucking walk to the ball, if I skip to the ball, nigga. Nigga, you wasn't paying for my ass to get to the ball. Nigga, keep your fucking mouth shut. And that's, man, my goodness. Another thing. I made up in my mind that I'm going to walk a ball. I'm going to walk SS. You give me five to six months so I can condition my body. I'm also coming back to dancing. But that's the reason why I told them to let me on here real quick. But yeah, Santana, keep your fucking mouth shut, nigga. You don't fucking know me, man. I ain't one of them dudes. I'm a cool ass motherfucker. Don't never motherfucking come for me, dude. Don't come for me, man. I ain't one of them type of dudes. I'm cool and cordial. You know, I respect everybody. But if you give me disrespect, nigga. Yeah, saying I'm walking to the balls and shit, nigga. I walk to the ball because I want to support somebody. Nigga, don't even give a fuck. I walked and walked back home in the ghetto, nigga. What type of nigga you know gonna walk at fucking 3 o'clock in the morning on fucking Naylor Road? Niggas out there motherfucking robbing. Nigga, I'm about that life, nigga. I live in that life. I been here. I was born in that fucking life. So, man, keep your fucking mouth shut, nigga. You don't know shit. I don't give a fuck if you, wherever you live, dude. Man, I don't give a fuck you live in the ghetto, nigga. You should know what the game is. I wanted to come out and enjoy my motherfucking self. That's why the fuck I walked. Nigga, man, I treat a bitch like Christmas. That's all I'm saying.
Well, don't worry, bitch. If you ain't got to walk to Rodney Ball, I'm going to make sure you there.
Oh, now you know what the services get, right, Kelly?
Yeah, I'm gonna make sure
you get there, Bishop. You ain't gotta walk.
It's cool, but I treat a nigga or a bitch like Christmas and Thanksgiving in a minute, and that's no bullshit. I keep calm and cool. Anybody that know Bishop used to dance or whatever. Yeah, I'm coming back to dancing, and I'm going to do an SS. I'm going to do an SS, and I'm going to slide through and do a drive-thru within 5 to 6 months. You give me that time to condition my body the way it's supposed to be and the way it should be, I will be in that motherfucker. Turn the fucking heads. Niggas will be on the ground. Niggas will be on their fucking knees like they used to be. Man, fuck all that shit, Santana. Stop talking that shit, nigga, man. Nigga, go get you a bag like I'm doing right now, bitch.
Oh, no, not a bag. Like, what's the name? Let real be stressed.
And I'm done, man. Everything is dead. Go fuck yourself. Go jump off the bridge, nigga.
Oh, yeah. Shit, bitch. Bishop Dog woke the phone lines up, buddy. 443-509, you're live on the air.
Okay, this is Mother Misha Curry. Bishop was doing something for me, okay? I think I'm coming to the ball to wait for Bishop 5 to 6 months just to see that.
I know that's right, baby. I ain't waiting 5 or 6 months. I'm going to see him next week.
Yeah, I'm going to be at the
Delta. Yeah. Honey. Bishop, sit on the line.
Bishop is back on hold.
Bishop, somebody just hit me in my inbox and said they want to take a bump off your dick. They about to check on flights right now.
Oh, wait, hold on.
Hey, Jason.
Yes.
Where is Tiffany? She has to sleep, poor baby.
Tiffany has an early, early flight. Hopefully, God willing, Delta will let her fly home tomorrow. So she is asleep.
Oh, okay.
Bishop
has services at the bar, and I didn't know. Oh, really?
Okay. Mother, you back on the air?
I think you should put J-Rock leather pants on Bishop and take him in the bushes.
I cannot.
Wow.
Listen, let me tell y'all something. It's no shade. I have been in this house over, pissed, angry, and bored. But this last 3 motherfucking hours on this goddamn show, I forgot Sandy was even outside my motherfucking window. Oh, my God.
How is where you at? Is it still crazy where you're at?
Enrique is not doing nothing here in New York. Motherfucking wind. It's raining in Manhattan. They ain't doing nothing over here where we at.
Now, it's not saying Brooklyn's still toiling through the storm, and we have no problems over here.
The only thing I'm looking out my window right now is some drizzle on the motherfucking cars, and the wind is blowing. I mean, that's. Bitch, ain't shit going on, bitch, for them to have this motherfucking city shut down like Fort Knox, like it's 9/11 all over again. The bridges is closed, the tunnels is closed, the trains is gone. Bitch, I can't get no motherfucking dick to my house, mistake. They ain't doing bad.
Yeah, they say the trains might be closed for a whole week.
For a week? Why a week? I don't understand the week thing. I just thought it was supposed to be over by Wednesday.
Oh, my God. I got to go a week without dick?
No, listen, Kelly. What happened was some seawater got into the tunnels. and I don't know how that is going to affect the train tracks. So they said maybe a close for up to a week.
Oh, well, I guess I'm going to have to go get the car, honey, and go pick up what I need.
Wow.
I can't do this. I can't do this, honey. I just can't. This is just too much. A whole week. What the fuck? What are we going to do for a week?
I don't know about you, girl, but I know what I'm going to do.
What?
This is what I want to see. This is,
Well, if you get some services over to honey, I guess I'm gonna have to you know.
Like you tell me, you keep your ass in the Bronx, and I'll stay in Brooklyn.
Oh, really?
Yes, girl. You know, Softy Cunt is back.
Oh, okay. I see how we playing this game. Yes, you can smoke around me. You need to get here.
Who's that?
Something coming from Brooklyn.
This, please. They wouldn't dare leave out of Brooklyn from all this to come over there to that.
He said he's looking for something that's cunt and pure.
Oh, well, he damn sure ain't coming over to 754, bitch. He might need to stop up and... This sausage car is motherfucking bad, bitch.
Yeah. Big and Voluptuous is back. But when they said soft and cunt, it's back. I am back. Did you hear what Enrique said about this body, Miss Thing? It's back.
Yeah, he slimmed down. He didn't say you were soft and cunt.
Okay. This body is about to go back to the way it looked when I came home from jail when I was a 12, 14, honey.
Now, let me tell you something. I have never had nobody to tell me that my ass is not my ass.
Your ass is back, baby. And we don't know which one is your ass. Because they both have
It's the one that you want to take all the fat out your stomach in that bag and put in your ass to get one like me.
Oh, don't worry, baby. I am. Oh, don't worry, baby. Don't worry. I will be taking it out, baby. And trust me. Trust me. Next summer, baby, the girl is going to know, baby, when mother comes out, let's say,
yes,
with her low jean on and her flat stomach. I'm getting it taken out. No doubt.
Mother said, y'all 6 hour girls better get motherfucking ready because she is not going to play with y'all next year.
I sure not, Miss Say. For all the girls that say they don't see the work in my face, they're going to see it in my body. Okay, how y'all doing? We're reloaded, honey. But it's a mess, Miss Say. I'm gagging that they really got it stranded like this, Miss Say. And it ain't nothing in the Bronx that I want to play with, Miss Say. Everything is in Brooklyn and Long Island, Miss Say.
Out of Brooklyn, girl.
Baby. I'm about to go over to Alexis' house, Miss Day.
No, ma'am, you won't get in.
I'm going to walk in like I did last week.
Bitch, you won't get in here, Miss Day.
Well, let me tell y'all, honey. Last Tuesday, Alexis almost shitted on her motherfucking self, baby. That bitch left her front door open, bitch. And I told that bitch I had to make a run before Vogue Tuesday, bitch. And I ran to her house, and the door was open, and I just walked in, and she had her back turned, and her son was laying on the bed, bitch. Y'all would have thought it was a scary movie, bitch, like I was coming to kill him, bitch. His mouth all open, and this bitch just scared to turn around, and she's saying, who behind me? Who behind me?
Listen. Do y'all know that feeling of something big and black coming up behind you, girl? And my son just sitting in the bed looking like, oh, my God, like Bigfoot was standing behind me. And when I turned around and saw Kelly with no makeup, I almost ran out the motherfucking window. It was just a terrible thing.
I'm the fish, honey. You know, I don't need to go to Vogue Tuesday with no makeup on, Miss Thing. Girl, please. Who goes to Vogue Tuesday with makeup on and done up in heels and stuff? I don't. Bitches made Benji concept, Miss Saying. That's what it is.
Oh, God.
Hotel rooms need to go down in D.C. They is too expensive for me to book my room right now, Miss Saying. They want $300 and something for these rooms, honey.
Well, the play rate. Shut up.
I know, bitch, and I'm looking, and they still ain't got nothing. Miss Thang, all the cheap rooms is in Virginia. Miss Thang, these rooms need to
be Maryland. I mean, you can do Maryland. You can do, like, in Suitland, because it's not a far drive from D.C.
Oh, no, I need to be right in the D.C. area. I can't be in Suitland. I can take a cab. I know the cab is only $28 now, so I can take a cab to the board, but I need to be in D.C. because that's where the trade is at. All right. I need to be where the white woman's at. Suitland, I look like if I get a hotel room in Suitland, baby, if I call the cops, if the trade robbed me, Mr. they're going to take forever to come.
Wait a minute.
Because you know I want Miss Alexis. You know I want Alexis, so Miss Thing, if she come out the bathroom, Miss Thing, and the trade see her, they might rob me.
Oh, my God.
But they're not going to rob you, girl. They're going to say, we ain't fucking with that nigga. Kelly. Mother Footlong says she got a snack over there right now, girl.
Fuck that bitch. Miss Thang, I'm over her, Miss Thang. I'm not using her, Miss Thang. I'm not using Mother Footlong. Her team will get her tomorrow. They're going to get her right together tomorrow, Miss Thang. She was the only person from the Tea Party and from the state of emergency that was missing from the ball, Miss Thang. She is so late, Miss Thang. Honey.
You know she's not a traveling girl.
She was in Baltimore. What are you talking about?
She was in Baltimore?
Hey, yeah.
You should fuck her up, Kevin.
Baby,
yeah,
she was 45 minutes away. Baby, we could have scooped her up on the drive-by.
We could have went and picked her up while Kelly was in the lane sucking dicks.
She could have came with Jason.
Ernie, Jason was calling her. She wasn't answering her phone.
Oh, so she just stayed the ball all together.
Stayed it all together because the death child came down from New York.
Oh,
death child came from down. The death child came from New York, and he was on her footlong going.
I can't.
I'm getting out of here, honey. I gotta go watch my shows, honey. Everybody say goodnight. We getting out of here until tomorrow, honey.
All right, guys. Make sure you tune in for any updates, any questions that you have for What's the Name. You know it's gonna be right. You know it's gonna be exciting. You know it's gonna be competitive. It's Rodney. I'm out.
Okay. Who's next?
I just want to tell everybody have a great night. Stay true to yourself and your beliefs. And I'll be seeing you guys tomorrow and Wednesday.
Jason?
I'm going to say good night. People just remember, people say things bad about you, judge you as if they know you don't easily get affected. Remember, Doug's bark if they don't know the person. Everyone have a good night. We'll see you on the Tea Party tomorrow. And be sure to listen out for Jasmine's State of Emergency. Good night and God bless.
Miss Clark.
Soft and cunt.
Hold on, y'all, before y'all go. Nicole, you're live on the air.
I wanted to say good night. Very good show. And Alexis, soft and cunt is really that good. It is.
Yes, it is.
She wouldn't know nothing about being soft, Nicole.
Bitch, are you serious? Girl, go eat on a brick, this thing. Anyway, like I was saying, ladies and gentlemen, fuck the cut is motherfucking back, and I am Alexis. No, you already motherfucking know. Good night.
I want to tell everybody, definitely tune in tomorrow night for the Tea Party for London and the Tea Party cast. They will definitely give you their reads and their highlights, Miss Thing. They will definitely recap balls that we missed here tonight because, you know, when it's definitely a couture function, Miss Thing. It definitely does take up half of the night. So they will definitely be recapping Shay Shay's ball tomorrow. They'll be recapping the ball that happened in, Chicago where they didn't give out the cash, Miss Thing. They'll recap the fight that happened at the thing and everything and stuff, and you know, and give y'all all that tea. And don't forget, on Wednesday night, my sister will definitely be live on the air for the State of Emergency show, and Storm Valentina will definitely be live on the air also with her segment of, you know, answering any questions that anybody may have about the Valentino ball on Wednesday also. So definitely tune in for that. Tune into that. And if anybody has have any questions about anything that's going on for the Valentino Board, make sure you're definitely on the line on Wednesday for that. And definitely don't forget to listen to the state of emergency. We're definitely in a state of emergency, and my sister definitely gives y'all a positive show and everything. And I want to tell my sister and my brother that I love them, and I can't wait for them to get back to Florida, to definitely get back to poolside. It's all going to be over real soon, and I want to thank Jason and Enrique and Tiffany and Vonna and Bishop and J-Rock and TJ and Vonna and all of y'all, and Alexis and Rodney and everybody, for definitely being a part of the show and definitely being a part of the cast. But like my sister Alexis Snow said, Soft and Cunt is back, Miss Thing, and I am back, Miss Thing, because I am the Soft and I am the Cunt. I am the legendary Kelly Couture, Miss Rahi. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever alleyway, whatever bathroom you definitely do go into tonight, make sure you definitely do practice safe sex, because the life you save will definitely be your own. And I love this motherfucking Scandal Sheet from the Gagaween Ball, so I'm going to play it again. That's going to be our closer tonight. Goodbye.
Yolanda says, Miss Mika, will you come out to play? Mika says, oh girl, I got you 7 times and I always stayed. Yolanda replies, I always got Miss Niambi and even threw her off my back. Niambi says, my dips in hands are always ready to attack. Deja emerges from the shadows with the revenge on her eyes. All the girls are her prey, murder on her mind. Miss Ashley says, Miss Didi, I eat you every day of my life. Miss Didi says, please, you can never catch a beat. So girl, get it right. Christina says, I owe Miss Sanaya for that night in Escalita. Sanaya replies to the girls, please, I always used to eat her. Alyssa catwalks with a stern storm and says, Miss Sanaya, we haven't been on the floor since the Milan ball, so you have the nerve to try and come and win this ball. Tamara says, Miss Janice, your moves are so tired. Janice replies, Mercedes comes in moving her hips, asking for Miss Erica Kane. Erica Kane says, I'm the new queen of Philadelphia. You better go ask for Miss Champagne.
This is what I want to see.
Angel comes in laughing and kicking, ready to dip. Amina comes through with her high kick.
The cash is mine, give me that.
Then Roxy jumps in the middle with three backflips. Laomi spins in the middle, screaming, I'm the queen of the revolution. Shadira says, girl, please, you haven't been hot since Vogue Evolution. Sexy Lexi got you in my city. Kelly says, Shadira, you haven't rolled cute since you got your titties. Charisma comes in with her catwalk, being cunt. Letitia says, your feet move too slow, and that Vogue is a stunt.
Yeah, yeah, go
queen.
This is what I want to see.
What I want to see.